The administration rejects calls for the president to reverse opposition to expanded federal funding for stem cell research. It drew his first and only veto.
I made it clear to the Congress that I will not allow our nation to cross this moral line.
But the White House now backs what some view as a compromise plan. It would allow research on embryos that don't survive fertility treatments. One official says, unlike the measure vetoed last year, the new plan involves embryos that have no life.
I'm Dan Revive. One of two Republican senators pushing that compromise bill is Johnny Isaacson of Georgia, telling CBS News he wants something the president would sign.
This gives you both the respect for the ethical concerns and moral issues as well as the advancement of the science.
But the two extremes in the stem cell debate reject that middle ground. At American Life League, Judy Brown says embryos might still be killed.
It is never ethical or moral to kill one human being for the potential sake of helping another.
While proponents of stem cell research say the so-called compromise wouldn't do enough. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The war in Iraq is straining the ranks, and that could mean longer tours for thousands of U.S. troops now stationed there. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And it looks like the Pentagon's considering an idea to extend the tours of duty for up to 15,000 troops in Iraq, perhaps another 2 months for several active duty brigades. It's one of a number of options said to be on the table after the top general in Iraq indicated the troop surge has led to new momentum in curbing violence. And General David Petraeus reportedly wants to keep U.S. troops at the same level in Iraq past this summer. Nick?
The American death toll in Iraq keeps climbing. Four more U.S. soldiers have been killed, and civilians continue paying a high price. At least 22 people have been killed today. Reporter Pete Gow in Baghdad says a female suicide bomber is responsible for most of the carnage.
The bomber infiltrated a crowd of police recruits before detonating her explosives, killing and injuring dozens of would-be police officers. The use of female suicide bombers remains very rare in Iraq. They have previously been used as women tend to arouse less suspicion at checkpoints.
For some returning vets, the frustration of dealing with a veteran Veterans Administration compounds the pain of their wounds. The Chicago Tribune cites the case of National Guardsman Sergeant Garrett Anderson, whose serious injuries include the loss of part of an arm. He was denied full disability because his medical records didn't document that all his shrapnel wounds were related to his military service. Australia is upping its troop commitment in Afghanistan. The government has announced an additional 450 soldiers will be thrown into the fight against the resurgent Taliban. That will bring the number of Australian troops to about 1,000. Well, he's there today.
Imus in the morning.
But come Monday, syndicated radio host Don Imus will start a 2-week exile from the airwaves imposed amid the furor over racially insensitive comments he made on the air last week.
I'll serve my suspension with as much dignity as I possibly can and use the time to try to... Well, I already have some good ideas.
Imus has repeatedly apologized for his remarks about the Rutgers University women's basketball team, but it hasn't stopped a chorus of calls for him to be fired. Brian Monroe is president of the National Association of Black Journalists.
It's a good first step, but it doesn't go far enough yet. He hurt a lot of young women, young, innocent 17, 18, 19-year-old women.
This may be the day the world finally learns who fathered Anna Nicole Smith's baby, Danny Lynn. A court in the Bahamas is expected to release the results of DNA tests. Court TV's Michael Bryant's covering.
The answer to this big DNA question is huge because it answers not just the paternity question, or at least helps us understand whether or not Larry Birkhead is the father, but it also spills over into the guardianship and the custody battles, which we think are to come and then could be decided on the heels of this paternity test.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A weather change on the way today. Rain here in the metro area. Snow up in the high country this morning.
Well, right now we are definitely seeing snow falling at the highest elevations up around the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass. We do have chain restrictions in place for commercial vehicles in both of those locations, as well as US 6 over Loveland Pass.
Here at the lower elevations, we're just seeing wet roads out there, but that could change later in the week. Closing arguments are set for this morning in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nocio. That, after prosecutors call a financial analyst to testify, defense attorneys rested their case yesterday without Nocio taking the witness stand. And pit bull owners in Denver are upset over having to move out of the city or face having their pets put to death. A federal lawsuit filed in court is the latest challenge to Denver's ordinance that bans pit bulls or even dogs that look like pit bulls. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Rainy start to the morning drive, so you want to take it easy as you head out. Most of our primary roads are wet and slick. Thankfully, no highway wrecks right now in the metro area. We did have crash involving a pedestrian, however, at 9th in Pennsylvania. Up in the high country, snow, definitely along I-70 from Evergreen to Vail. Expect it to be icy at the Eisenhower, where chains are required both directions. Also, both directions of US 40 at the Berthoud Pass, and you'll need to chain up eastbound over the Vail Pass. We also had a semi spun out westbound I-70 just east of Georgetown. We had a right lane partially blocked there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with morning showers, windy and chilly in the afternoon, high of 51.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Like power outages, for example, always keep a long-lasting flashlight and spare batteries within your reach. An emergency radio can also prove invaluable with its emergency alert feature, providing important updates from the National Weather Service and giving you more time to prepare. Remember, for helpful advice and emergency products, visit your neighborhood Radio Shack. Russia's foreign ministry says it has no evidence that Iran has made any great nuclear breakthrough. Graham Allison of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
The Iranians make a lot of claims, many of which are not true. And this would be a plausible claim for the purposes of domestic politics, as well as an announcement of something that they actually may have done.
An American response to Iran's announcement came from the State Department.
President Ahmadinejad's announcement is reprehensible, because he's essentially thumbing his nose at the entire international community.
Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns.
There will come a time when if Iran continues with its basic nuclear research, it will have the capacity unless it's stopped. And so it's our firm view that Iran has to be stopped from producing a nuclear weapon.
Why would they want to do that? Darrell Kimball of the Arms Control Association.
It's hard to judge a country's intentions. Iran is in a dangerous region, and there are reasons why it might want to pursue the nuclear weapons path.
Ahmadinejad continues to assert that Iran's nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. Don't believe it, says Harvard's Graham Allison.
That should be understood to be false. None of the governments involved have any doubt that Iran is seriously seeking a capability to enrich uranium to make bombs.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
The Osgood File, April 10th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we got a chance of thunderstorms today, about a 30% chance and a high of 52. And it may already be raining out there where you are. So you might want to take a few precautions there when you leave work. Otherwise, the day today is going to be pretty nice with a high of 52. And on Wednesday, they're talking about a pretty nice day. Breezy and a high of 56. But then Wednesday night, the rain and snow move into the area and it's going to stick around until Saturday. So that's what it's looking like. It's good to have you along here this morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we're going to talk to Democratic National Committee Voting Rights Institute Chair Donna Brazile. We've had Donna on the program before. She's going to talk about the Florida action that Governor Charlie Crist took, that he and his cabinet took in their roles as Board of Executive Clemency Approval. They approved a change of 3-1 in voting rights for nonviolent offenders. And that movement is being pushed around the country, including here in Colorado, and allowing people on parole to vote. And I think it's a marvelous idea if you pay your dues to society and you're a nonviolent offender and you've paid off those dues. Why the heck shouldn't you be able to go and vote and try to get back into the mainstream and resume citizenship? And then coming up at 9 o'clock, it's our weekly look at the media with Media Matters Managing Director Jameson Fosier. So Jameson and I will be comparing notes on the media. Right now, it's 303-713-7600. I didn't cover this yesterday. I didn't say anything about it yesterday, and we didn't get into it yesterday for two reasons. One, because it was not actually three reasons. One, because it was not the national news story that it's become this morning, which you can step back and ask yourself, is this a big national news story, or has it become a big news story because it involves race and also because it involves the media? Two, to my knowledge, and I could very well be wrong about this, but to my knowledge, Don Imus is not on the radio anywhere in this market. I don't think. I don't think he is. And I don't think so, because he's not on here. He's not on KHOW. He's not on KOA. And then there's a couple of small sports stations here in town, but I don't think he's on in mornings there either. The only place that you and I could see or hear him would be on his television simulcast of MSNBC. That starts at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Actually, it starts earlier than that, I think, now. I think it comes on now at like 3:30, maybe. Or maybe 3 o'clock, and it's over with by about 7 a.m. So I'd venture to say that most people that live here don't see much of what goes on there. And the only way you ever get any idea of what he's doing is MSNBC will carry snippets of his show the rest of the day, particularly if he has somebody on that's a big newsmaker. For instance, John Kerry, for one what ungodly known reason, decided after he was alleged to have made that bungled joke about the troops, in which I never thought he should have ever apologized because he basically didn't do anything wrong, and they quoted him out of context. And then when you go back and listen to the full audio tape or the audio cut of what Kerry had said, then it becomes real evident that part of it was cut. So he'll get on MSNBC and sometimes other media platforms if he has somebody on who's really, really, really well known. Well, he was on the air here. I don't want to say here, but he was on the air. He was on WFAN in New York City doing mornings. And then that was being, the simulcast was being carried on MSNBC. And they were talking about Rutgers, and they were talking about the basketball team, and they were talking about, what was that, John, the Final Four or something like that? Yeah, they were talking about the women's final four, and Imus was talking to somebody else on the show, and he referred to members of the Rutgers women's basketball team as nappy-headed hoes. As a matter of fact, we'll let you listen to that. This is Don Imus on his radio show.
That's some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that now.
Okay. Now, how severe do you rate that comment? Is it racist? Is it sexist? Is it both of those things? Is it in poor taste? What do you think? I think it is racist. I think it also is sexist. I also think it's in poor taste. Should Mr. Imus lose his job over this? Well, now it turns out that he's going to get suspended for 2 weeks for this reference. And the suspension will start after his charity broadcast, which is due to go on Thursday and Friday, I believe. So they can't do it now. He's going to have a radiothon in support of the Tomorrow's Children's Fund and the CJ Foundation for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Research and the Imus Ranch. And they planned for this on Thursday and Friday, and he's going to ranch that caters to, that is for kids with cancer. So you have to ask yourself, you don't have to ask yourself, but I'm asking you, should he be fired for this? Now, there are people out there who want him fired. And there's numerous speculation all over the media. I mean, everybody's all over the media saying, well, can his career survive? And will he be able to overcome this? And what do you think about this? And last time he got in trouble for a racial comment, he had promised Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune that he wouldn't do this again, and has since done it a couple of times. Some other examples of that are Imus calling PBS's Gwen Ifill a cleaning lady, and described William Roden of the New York Times as a quota hire. So, Imus goes to Radio 1 and gets into it with Al Sharpton. And we'll play you that cut coming up next year. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin hanging out with you here this morning. And it's
I love roller coasters. I like to look. I like to see things upside down.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
There's interesting people at amusement parks. I like to people watch and funnel cakes.
Her Match.com username is Milo's mom, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
At the Eisenhower, you can expect it to be slick in spots between Georgetown and Vail for sure. Berthoud Pass, some all-commercial vehicles on US 40, chains required, and eastbound chain laws will also be in effect on I-70 through the Vail Pass. You're in the metro area, not too bad a start to the morning. At least we are wreck-free. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with morning showers, windy and chilly by afternoon. A snow and blowing snow advisory in effect for parts of the northern mountains until noon, and it's going to be a high of only 51. And currently under mostly cloudy skies, we have a few showers, 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings in correctional care nursing, physical therapy, administration, and several other areas. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level 1 care for all.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn Mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. using the nimble two-levered steering system. Easy. Letting your son use your new Easy Track because he should do some work. Hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride. Easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition. And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it. But Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. High-speed internet, digital cable, and digital voice. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast digital cable is on demand, so you watch stuff when you want. And Comcast digital voice will revolutionize your home telephone. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 52. Jay Marvin here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Racism in the media. Don Imus in trouble for saying of the Rutgers women's basketball team, he described them as being nappy-headed hoes. Now, he's been suspended for 2 weeks, and you got to ask yourself if that's enough for what he's done. He went to the Reverend Al Sharpton's radio show at Radio 1, and this is courtesy of Radio 1, and they got into it, and here's the outcome of that exchange.
Now, let me first ask you this. What is any possible reason you could feel that this kind of statement could be just forgiven and overlooked?
I don't think it should be. I don't think it can be. I think it can be forgiven, but I don't think it can be overlooked. And I, when I originally apologized on Friday, I apologized, and I didn't say what everybody says, you know, if I offended somebody, I'm sorry, because I knew I offended somebody. So I apologize, but I didn't want to be portrayed as offering an excuse saying what we have is a comedy show, which it is. I'm not a journalist. I'm not Tim Russert. I'm not a politician. I don't have any. We don't have an agenda. Our agenda is to try to be funny. And sometimes we go too far, and sometimes we go way too far. In this case, we're way too far.
Ms. Imus, do you think it's funny to call people nappy-headed hoes?
No, I don't.
So you thought it was funny Wednesday morning?
I don't know if I thought it was funny or not, but it was a situation where we're sitting there rapping, see? And I'm saying, I watched the game last night between Rutgers and Tennessee, and I heard one of the sportscasters say Rutgers is a lot tougher team. And I got on the air, and I said, man, they are tough. I said, they got tattoos. And then somebody else said something, and then I said that. So and at the time I said it, because I'm talking about two African-American teams, and at the time I said it, I didn't think, I mean, I know, I'm just telling you what I thought. I didn't think it was racial. I wasn't even thinking racial. I was thinking like a West Side Story deal, like one team's tough and one team's not so tough. But
nappy is racial.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Saying wannabes and jigaboos is racial.
I did not say that, and that was said in
You didn't argue with it either. It was the same conversation.
No, sir, but that was presented in the context of the Spike Lee film.
And again, this was in that film with light-skinned blacks and dark-skinned blacks. That was what that was about, which is what the analogy, I assume, was being raised in terms of the two teams with Tennessee and Rutgers.
Well, we weren't really thinking about it. That's obvious.
We made all of these analogies. Let me get this right. You call these people nappy-headed hoes, but you wasn't talking racial when you said nappy. Jigaboos and wannabes, but you didn't understand what you were saying. You just, what are you saying? You blanked out?
Oh, no, I didn't. Don't tell me. I didn't say I didn't understand what we were saying. I said I wasn't thinking that. Now, if somebody says jigaboos and wannabes, then my frame of reference is a Spike Lee film.
Right.
It's not
about light-skinned blacks.
No, I understand that. But I'm not thinking that it is a racial insult that's being uttered at somebody at the time. I think it's in the process of this what we're trying to rap and be funny. I mean, I understand it's not funny. I understand there's no excuse for it. I'm not pretending that there is.
So I wish
I hadn't have said it. I'm sorry I said it.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, and then we can talk about the things that you want to talk about. If you realize that something must be done, why would you then feel that we are out of order to ask that you step aside?
I didn't say that.
Oh, you don't think we're out of order?
No, sir.
So you come to sign your resignation?
No, I'm not signing anything.
So what do you say?
I'm saying you have the right.
You want to determine what ought to happen, even though you were the one that did the wrong?
I didn't say that either.
Okay.
I say you have the right to say and do whatever you want to do. What I want you to do and everybody else, everybody who's calling me a racist, everybody who's calling me a bigot, everybody who says, I don't know anything about him. So I've heard people say, I don't know what's in his heart, and I don't know, I've never listened to his show, but I want him fired. That's an ill-informed decision.
Well, let me say this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to Brian Monroe. And I don't know what's in your heart.
I want people
and
to
I'm
make
I'm not going
to
call you a name. I'm not going to call you a bigot. I'm going to say what you said was racist. I'm going to say what you said was abominable. I'm going to say you should be fired for saying it.
That's fine.
You could be fired and the nicest guy in the world, but you ought to be fired.
That's fine.
I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk about it. I will give you credit for showing up, and I can give you more credit if you decide to change your mind about resigning.
But you're not making an informed decision right now.
Well, I want you to inform me. Because
I'll be
thing you'll find out about me, I don't meet privately. I meet publicly, so we can put it all on the line. And you act like a tough guy over there at the other station, so let's be tough and let's deal with it. You've been tough enough to say you're wrong. Let's see what the punishment you think should be. We'll be right back. Keeping it real, Imus did show up, y'all, and I'm still here.
All right, there it is. There's Al Sharpton and Don Imus. All right, should Imus be fired, or is a two-week suspension enough? And what about racism in the media? See, I think Limbaugh has said things that were a lot worse. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Gina in Lakewood. Gina, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I want you to know that I'm speaking from the perspective of a woman who is trying to raise an African-American child in this kind of social culture.
Mm.
In the suburbs, thank you very much.
That's rough.
When Ima says you don't know what's in my heart, yeah, we do, because it doesn't come out of your mouth if it's not in your heart and it's not in your mind. It doesn't come out of your mouth, pure and simple. I am angered beyond words. You don't get into Rutgers by just being able to bounce a ball. These young women have worked. I can't imagine how hard they have worked to get there. They weren't supposed to be there. Duke was supposed to be there. UConn was supposed to be there. LSU was supposed to be there. And to have this kind of hatred spewed at them just is beyond me. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I couldn't hear myself. I don't think he'll come back from the two-week suspension. I think they're going to undeservedly let him keep his dignity and resign.
I'll bet you you're wrong about that. I bet you he will come back, and I bet you he'll be back for sure after the two-week suspension.
You really think so?
Sure. You want to know why?
Because of the political climate, because in 2007 in America, you can say anything you want to anybody, and it's okay.
No, because what it's about is, in this business, which I've tried to say a million times to people who do not understand why radio stations do certain things, it's called money. And he makes enough money
for CBS and NBC.
Right.
Yeah.
That they'll hang on to him. Now, I think on a scale of 1 to 10, what he said is not a 10. I've heard other people on the air say things that I would consider to be worse. I think that his bottom line is, and I'm not a fan of his, but I think his bottom line is that he should, and he's trying to, have a personal meeting with the Rutgers women's basketball team and their family.
I hope so.
And
I hope
apologize to them, and then that's the end of it.
Because this is off. This is personal. What he said was personal. This wasn't some. I mean, you know, Limbaugh's Limbaugh, and everybody, every right-thinking human being on the planet ignores him. But this was so incredibly personal.
But you know, the other thing about it here is, here's the other mitigating circumstance I'll give you though before I go get some traffic. The other mitigating circumstance on this is he's been caught doing this before, and he sat down and he told Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune that he wasn't going to do this anymore. And then, lo and behold, he turns around, I don't know how much time later, 6 months maybe 8 months later, he turns around and, boom, he does it again.
But I don't think
he measures anywhere near the racism that is spewed, say, for instance, by Rush Limbaugh or Michael Wiener Savage.
Nowhere close.
Or Melanie Morgan or any of those folks.
Absolutely. But Limbaugh makes no apologies for it.
I don't care whether he apologizes or he doesn't. It doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right.
I mean, he's a racist slime bag.
Oh, absolutely. You know, argument for me. I guess this one hurts me personally because I have a child. Because I have a child who struggles. And I say things, look what these young women have done. They have worked really hard, and look at them. And the same with the men's team. You know, you don't have to, hard work can get you somewhere. You don't have to be good at absolutely everything, but if you find something you're good at and you hone that skill and you work hard, you can do something.
Yeah, you don't have
you
to be,
can become
yeah,
something.
I agree. You don't have to be good. What you got to have is you have to have the desire. Gina, thanks. I appreciate the call.
All righty. Have a great day, Jay.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
All right. 9:32, 32 minutes past the hour. Gina Michaels is back.
Good morning.
Where were you yesterday?
What do you mean, where was I yesterday? Where were you yesterday?
Oh,
I was
right.
Here with you.
Yeah, where were you on Friday?
None of your business.
Taking the fifth? Yeah, that's where you were, right? Taking the fifth. Yeah, I spaced through the fact that you were here yesterday. I don't know why that is. Mondays are always weird, though, so you just space through the whole thing. All right, 303-713-7600. IMS, should he be booted, yes or no? Now, don't tell me you don't know anything about this, because you're in the media, so you obviously must know something about this.
Sure. Sure,
right.
I heard about the big
all
clap.
Right. Two-week suspension? Is that enough? Or would you fire him?
I don't think it's going to make... I don't know. I don't think they're going to fire him.
No, they're not going to.
And I think that the two-week suspension is just... It's just to appease.
Well,
I don't think it really means anything.
Yeah. See, I have mixed feelings about it.
It's a hand slap, don't you think?
I have mixed feelings about it, though. I mean, I've slipped on the air and said stuff and gotten in trouble.
But nothing like that.
Well... I don't know. Do I want to repeat this story? I guess I don't mind telling it again. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. Back in the days when I used to have a really huge temper and would, you know, and I get complaints now, but it's like back in the days when I would really fight it out with the callers. I had a very militant African-American woman on the phone with me. And she was a black Muslim. And I was always picking on the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan. whose real name is Louis Walcott, because he's anti-Semitic. And she got on and we started arguing, and this was on a big radio station that got out to 38 states, Canada, and the Caribbean. And she started calling me boy. And she kept doing it. And I warned her not to call me boy anymore. And don't be disrespectful. And she called me boy. And finally I had had enough, so I answered back and called her mammy.
Oh.
And then told her that she could come over and wash my clothes.
Jay.
And I got suspended for 4 days, I think, for that. That's the only time it's ever happened to me. And I've never done it since.
So the 4-day suspension worked.
Yeah, but I really didn't need it. I mean, I knew after I had done it that it was wrong. Because two wrongs don't make a right, which is one of the most difficult things to learn for adults and children, is that two wrongs don't make a right. Just because somebody else does it doesn't mean you do it. And I've always kept that in my head. So I don't wheel around, back around, and I don't do those, and it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, a racial thing. It could be anything. I mean, I generally don't try to get into situations where I exchange shots like that with people. All right.
Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, so 4 days. You think that was enough for me, or should I have been fired for that?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You think
I should have been 4 days? I don't know.
You think I should have been fired?
Why 4 days? Why did they pick 4 days?
I don't know. They just did. But you think I should have been fired for that? Seriously?
Must have happened on a Monday, and they just finished you for the rest of the week.
You think I should have been fired for that? Gina?
Possibly.
Do you think Ima should be fired? Do you think Limbaugh should be fired for calling Barack Obama a Hafrican?
No. I don't think they should be fired. I just think the reality is they're not going to be fired. There's too much money involved, so.
Okay, but you said that you thought I should possibly be fired.
I don't know. Was there a big flap over
it? Yes. Yes, there was a huge flap. Yeah, there was.
Well, do you think you should have been fired?
I'll have to think about that. 6:38, let's take a look at traffic now.
Well, not too bad, considering the weather conditions in and outside the city. We have the normal stack, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, eastbound 270, crossing Commerce City. Good news is I-25 looks pretty good from C-470 to downtown. We're in good shape on I-70 from Wheat Ridge all the way to DIA, and looks like we're still wreck-free on the highways here in the metro. Now, in the mountains, we had that semi that was partially blocking the right lane westbound 70 east of Georgetown, so traffic was a little sluggish through there. Weather today, mostly cloudy with morning showers and a high of 51 right now. Cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Little things add up. $1.39 here, $10.57 there. Before long, you've spent more than you meant to. And knowing where your money goes...
Harry, come down from there! He's on the roof again, cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again! I keep telling him to call Leaf Guard. Oh, no! If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Stop
harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Laptops showed up. Free laptops are going fast with the completion of all paid program requirements. So log on to IWantMyFreeLaptop.com and discover how easy it is to get your laptop. Strict limit of one laptop per household. To get yours, go to IWantMyFreeLaptop.com now. That's IWantMyFreeLaptop.com. IWantMyFreeLaptop.com.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I wasn't drunk. I'm not some angry, raving nut on a nightclub stage. And I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person. But I said a bad thing.
Good morning, 642, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 52. Wet out there now. And that's Don Imus talking to Al Sharpton. The controversy swirling around his comment about the Rutgers women's basketball team, and now he's been suspended for 2 weeks. You agree with that, or do you think he ought to be blown out? Sharpton and others think that he ought to be blown out. Let's go to Terrell in Denver. Terrell, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
Hey, man, how are you?
Here we go again, man. And I'm just going to say it once. I don't think this guy should be fired. I don't think he should be suspended. If you look at movies within itself, obey how, well, I'm a black guy. Doesn't mean that makes me an expert on the subject. But if you see the way, you know, normal kids interact with each other, this is nothing that's much different. I mean, Rush Limbaugh said worse. Howard Stern definitely have done worse and been able to got away with it. I mean,
he incurred massive. Let's be clear about this. He incurred, and his employer, which at the time was CBS Radio, incurred massive fines, and so did the radio stations that carried him for the things that he had said. That's number one. And number two, here's something that a lot of people leave out. Okay, they bring up the fact about rap music. They bring up the fact about the movies and other aspects and other areas of entertainment and the stuff that goes on there. And I agree that a lot of that is extremely deplorable. But the broadcast airwaves, radio, and non-cable broadcast TV has always in this country traditionally fallen into another category. And this has changed dramatically now in this country, because it used to be that if you held a license for a public broadcast facility, you had a certain responsibility to the public. Nowadays, these entities, these large corporations that own all these radio and TV stations, they have very little responsibility to the public. So you can't regulate them the same way. Because this is out, radio's out in the open and it's free. It's one of the marvelous things about it. All you got to do is turn it on. If you want to go buy a CD of a rap or hip-hop culture or go see a movie with a lot of violence and sex and stuff in it, you got to pay to get access to that. This, you don't have to pay. It's there. Just turn the radio on and you're there.
However, I mean, I still think this guy has apologized enough, and I don't agree with him going on Al Sharpton's program. You don't go to places like that where someone with suspect credibility, in my eyes, your eyes may be something different. All you're going to do is just put the spurs in you and just show you how hardcore he is. I mean, he went on there with good intentions of trying to apologize, and as you can see, Al Sharpton wasn't having it. So what was the point of having him on there if he wasn't going to let him have his say? You know, let bygones be bygones or whatever. I mean,
because I don't think that that's what that was about. I don't think that was about letting bygones be bygones. And I have mixed feelings about Al Sharpton, and just as I have mixed feelings about Jesse Jackson.
Same here.
I mean, I've been in some fierce, and I mean very fierce, drag out arguments with Reverend Jackson before on the air, and I have mixed feelings about Al Sharpton. Sometimes I think he's right on the money and in what he says, and then there are other times where I don't agree with him at all. I think he's out there. I predict to you that nothing will happen to Imus, that he'll be back in 14 days, and the reason he'll be back in 14 days is the same reason that nothing happens to Limbaugh, because they make too much money.
Yeah, I mean, if they can cut him loose and replace him with someone else of the same caliber or maybe more, they definitely would, but they don't have anyone who they're going to be able to replace him with, so they're not going to do anything about it.
The bottom line is everything these days, my friend. Terrell, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jake.
Hi.
Well, I think, first of all, that the 2-week suspension, that's, I guess, appropriate. I have problems with Sharpton and Jackson calling for basically his head on a platter. The guys apologized. They've done things in their past that are equally deplorable to what he said. The difference is he was doing it in a comedy setting. The listeners know what they're getting when they listen to him. You know, you were just talking about what you had said to that one lady. That was a direct attack on the lady. There's a difference between that and a comedy setting.
Well, I need to clear something up here, though. I need to tell you that that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are not the only ones who are unhappy with Mr. Imus. There's also the National Association of Black Journalists who are calling for his head. So we got to be clear about that.
I understand that, but they're the two that are out front right now. You got to look at the guys as a whole. You know, you were talking about he'd said things in the past. Well, in the past, he'd also, he was the first person I heard talk about how in New Orleans the government was withholding services or whatever because he thought that they were doing it just because the people down there were black faces, and he thought it was wrong. But you don't hear people talking about that, saying,
because that's not relevant to what he said. And to what's going on, because everybody who gets caught in this kind of a situation, they always play one card, and the one card is, well, they usually play two. Some of my best friends are African American, or they're Jewish, or whatever the controversy is. And, well, look what I just did or said 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, or 4 months ago.
He didn't bring it up.
But the problem is what you do now. And the problem is that you take an entity that, and I'm not calling for him to be let go, but I'm just saying that you take an entity that has an estimated 2.5 million listeners a week, and then MSNBC, which has an estimated 361,000 viewers in the first 3 months of the year. I mean, that's a lot of people, man.
I understand that, Jay. But
I mean, did what he say is right or wrong?
No, I mean, I was listening to an old black comedian talk about it last night. What he said was funny in the context of what it was. Was it right? No. But this black comedian said he defends the guy's right to say it. Okay? You got to look at what happened with Howard Stern and when he was talking about Columbine. He got booted off the air, but did he get suspended nationwide? You know, if they want to fine him for what he said, I think that's censorship. I think it's wrong. Fine. So you're saying that airwaves are free. You didn't mention the fact that after 10 p.m., the radios can play pretty much whatever they want with whatever lyrics they want.
Well, they have what's designated as a safe period or an adult period after certain hours, but it's by no means absolutely free. And as a matter of fact, if you go check the rules, it's well documented what you can and cannot say, and it's well documented what the commission would accept and what the commission wouldn't accept. Here's the thing. What he said is not illegal by commission standards as they see things. It's not illegal, but is it racist? Is it sexist? Is it in poor taste? I'd have to answer yes.
Racist, I would say no.
Oh, really? You don't think making stereotypical comments about people like that is not racist? Well, then I don't know. What do you call that? Clever?
It was a ill attempt at comedy.
Okay, you want to know something? Before I go get the traffic, I'll issue this challenge to you.
All right.
Let me come back on and let me do a comedy bit about something that affects you, like maybe your religion, like Christianity, and we'll see how far you take that philosophy.
I tell you right now,
I gotta go.
The right to say whatever you want, and it doesn't bother me.
We'll see. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
651, Gina with traffic.
Shay, still enjoying a pretty nice ride around the metro area, even considering the wet highway, so just take it easy as you make your way out. We got traffic pretty well stacked up now, southbound 225 just after Parker Road down to I-25 as usual right there through the tech center. Northbound 225, not too bad, just heavy traffic from I-Lift to Alameda. Eastbound traffic getting heavier now along the Boulder Turnpike Federal toward I-25, and of course eastbound 6th Avenue starting to get very busy headed out of Lakewood. Weather today mostly cloudy with some morning showers, windy and chilly in the afternoon with a high of 51. Currently mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new Lancer for just $10,988 with zero.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micey Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
423-7171. If you act quickly, you call now. You can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your home payment is going to go up, maybe by hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of this special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There are no application fees, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8, and on Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Stop it.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's a difference between premeditated murder and a gun going off accidentally. I mean, somebody still gets shot, but the charges are a lot different.
That's Don Imus talking to Reverend Al Sharpton, 6:55. 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 52. It's wet out there now. And should Don Imus, is 2 weeks good enough, or should he be popped for what he did? Let's go to Vic in Denver. Vic, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think society should decide what should happen to Don Imus. I wish it worked that way. I was thinking about it as I was listening. I agree with the other callers. But I thought if you walked up to the counter at a fast food restaurant and somebody behind the counter treated you that way or somebody else, you know, in your presence, what would you do? Would you just accept it? It says something as a, you know, as a whole, as our, at our society that we are intrigued by this stuff, that we watch it, that we make people like Don Imus rich, supporting that kind of program. I don't listen to it, but what I've heard from other people is that he does this a lot. It's the basis of his shtick, and it saddens me to know that our society supports that. And I think, like I say, the fast food restaurant analogy, the manager of that store, the owner, would fire that person immediately if they treated somebody across the counter that way. But could you imagine if it drew in new customers? They just wanted to see what shocking thing this person would do to the next customer. And the business started to thrive, they would keep them. That's what's going on with this.
Well, he's been caught before doing this stuff. I mean, he's been caught calling PBS's Gwen Ifill a cleaning lady and describing William wrote into the New York Times as a quota hire, and he did promise Clarence Page that he would that he wouldn't do this stuff anymore, and then he turns around and he does it, but I don't know. Do you fire him for that?
Well, if the sponsors thought that it was going to hurt their, you know, advertising for their product, that he would be, you know, taken care of that way. I wish that's the way it happened. I wish people just, it's appalling, and quit listening. But it won't happen. I mean, Howard Stern has made quite a successful business out of that, and I think that trend is, it's spawned all kinds of different formats of the same thing. It's shock.
Yeah, except the only thing is with Howard Stern, you have to, as I said before, as I said to Mark, you have to admit, I mean, he did, and his company that he worked for, CBS, did pay huge fines. Vic, thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm going to ask you about something that's totally non-political coming up next. I'm going to ask you about pit bulls. Maybe I won't get an answer, but I'm going to try.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett.
I'm talking to Reverend Chuck.
Well, not just chit chat on the radio or TV, including the Today Show this morning.
I walked in his studio yesterday, and there were hundreds of people there, and my hands weren't shaking, and I didn't get up and run out of the studio.
Don Imus was in Reverend Al Sharpton's studio yesterday, hours before Imus was suspended by CBS Radio and by MSNBC. 6 days ago, Don Imus had made some derogatory remarks about women who play basketball at Rutgers.
These young women have excelled academically. They're at Rutgers University, being called nappy head hoes. What precedent are we setting now?
Sharpton wants Imus to be fired. Barbara Sierra with the National Association of Black Journalists is no fan.
Enough is enough. Over a period of years, he has basically built a reputation for being uncaring, unthinking, unfeeling regarding women and minorities.
Starting Monday, Don Imus begins serving a 2-week suspension. Should non-viable or non-living embryonic stem cells be used in research? And should the federal government fund such research? One bill in the U.S. Senate calls for that. Another is nearly the same as a stem cell bill the president vetoed back in August.
I'm Dan Revive. It's an emotional issue for people who believe an embryo is a human being and you should not remove its stem cells, and for people suffering diseases that could in the future be cured by using stem cells, says Sean Tipton, president of the Coalition for the Advancement of Medical Research.
We're hopeful that the president may show that he learned something from the elections and see his way clear to sign it.
Tipton rejects the alternative bill, saying that won't lead to more research. Campaigners opposed to harvesting stem cells also reject that so-called compromise, saying it will pave the way to killing embryos. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
A math standards test may soon be the same in 9 states. Correspondent Peter King joins us live. And Peter, this plan may add up to more successful students.
So Dave, it all starts with Algebra 2, but may turn out to be more, and it has some educators cheering.
It's about time.
Chester Finn Jr., president of the Fordham Foundation in Washington, says this could mean nationwide consistency. Right now, he says, state-to-state differences, even in uniform subjects like math, can create problems for students who want to go beyond high school.
Because universities don't know what to make of the kid who got a B in Kentucky Algebra 2 versus the kid who got a B in Ohio Algebra 2.
He says a standard test could help. Reporting live, Peter King, CBS News.
A woman wearing black slips into a crowd of 200 people northeast of Baghdad. She detonates explosives. At least 16 people outside a police station were killed. What happens if some American military members find their tours in Iraq are extended by, say, 120 days?
We're going to see a military which is very tired to begin with, now being stretched even further beyond what perhaps its current capability can be.
Military consultant Mike Lyons, a retired Army major, reportedly 15,000 U.S. troops could find their time in Iraq will last longer. S&P futures down more than a point. This is CBS News.
It's a typical day in every way. Work, stress, pressure. And then at night, you're thinking about tomorrow.
I just can't sleep.
Put your day away, the Unisom way. Unisom is clinically proven to ease you into your healthy sleep cycle so you get to sleep faster and sleep longer. You'll wake up refreshed, revitalized, restored.
So how is everybody today?
Tonight, get ready to take on your day the Unisom way. Use as directed.
Tuesday's done, oh no worries, Wednesday's perfect to unwind. Let's go Outback tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chops.
Let's go Outback tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Closing arguments set for this morning in the criminal trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nocio. Defense attorneys rested their case yesterday without Nocio taking the witness stand in his own defense. Attorney Scott Robinson says that suggests his lawyers think they're in pretty good shape.
It's clear the defense thinks that they have the case won. Whether they have or not, of course, the jury will have the final word later this week. But the defense thinks that through their cross-examination of prosecution witnesses, they've established their defenses, and they seem more than a little bit confident about it.
The government called 20 witnesses over 10 days to make their case that the former Quest CEO sold $100 million worth of stock because of inside information about the company's looming financial problems. The defense only called 3 witnesses over 2 days. Denver Art Museum is reducing its staff through buyouts and cuts. 30 employees have taken the buyouts. 8 positions have been eliminated. Museum officials lowering the attendance goals for the new addition to the museum, saying most expansions are followed by belt tightening. And a state Senate committee has approved a measure that tells the Army Colorado does not want ranchers forced off their land to make way for the expansion of the Pinyon Canyon training site in the southeast part of the state. House has already backed the measure, even though lawmakers aren't sure if a state law can stop the Army from using eminent domain to acquire that land. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. The road's still wet across the metro area, but nothing significant to slow you down right now. Lots of congestion, however. Southbound 25 through downtown along that stretch. Southbound lanes of 225 getting stacked up through the DTC. And we had one wreck off the highway northbound Quebec north of I-70. Now in the mountains, westbound I-70 is crawling at Floyd Hill. We had one semi spun out westbound 70 east of Georgetown. We may have some other problems there, including a jackknife semi. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy with morning showers. Windy and chilly in the afternoon with a high of 51. Currently mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners and MBA fans, now through April, when you get dealership services for a minimum of $59.95, you also get a chance to win a trip to...
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. It's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Today, and then tomorrow, it's going to be breezy and a high of 56. Then the weather's going to change, and we have rain or snow likely coming in, and a low Wednesday night of 29. And then on Thursday, rain or snow likely and a high of 44. And on Thursday night, snow likely, a low of 29. And on Friday, snow likely and a high only of 34. And then a chance of snow Friday night and a low of 30. But Saturday ought to be nice, partly cloudy, and a high of 49. All right, 303-713-7600. It's good to have you along here this morning. And I'm undecided whether we should continue to keep talking about this Don Imus thing, because quite a few of you were on hold when we ran out of time at the top of the hour, and whether you think that he should be fired or whether you think the 2 weeks suspension is enough. And John Turk and I were talking about it off the air, and he was making the same argument that some other callers had made. Well, there's a lot of things out there that are worse, and that everything needs to be cleaned up, and that there's rap and hip hop and all of that. But as I pointed out to him, which is also what I pointed out to a caller, is that those things you have to pay to get those. They're not available for free. You have to pay to get them. You have to pay to get access. One of the selling points of radio is, and we used to run a promo, they call it here. I haven't heard it in a long time about radio. It's free. We used to run that, and it is free. And because it is free, and because the airwaves are supposed to belong to the public, and it's supposed to be regulated, that radio and television have traditionally been viewed in another manner. They've been viewed in a different manner than, say, print or records, or now we have CDs, and of course now we're moving into downloads increasingly. So it's looked at as in another vein. And Imus under fire. He's not on in this town, and you got to get up early if you want to see him on MSNBC. But under fire for making what some would say would be sexist and racist comments about the Rutgers women's basketball team because he and another guy were talking about the Final Four on the air. As a matter of fact, John, for people who didn't hear that, can we play that? Don Imus's initial comment about the Rutgers women's basketball team. Okay, here it is.
Some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that.
All right, now some people say, well, that was in the realm of comedy. I don't know. I guess I can have a good sense of humor at times, but I don't know. I didn't find that particularly funny. Okay, then Imus gets into it with Al Sharpton, and we'll play you a little bit of that, and you can decide what you feel after you hear this. So this is Don Imus and Al Sharpton getting into it on Al Sharpton's radio show, which runs across the country on Radio 1.
Now let me first ask you this. What is any possible reason you could feel that this kind of statement could be just forgiven and overlooked?
I don't think it should be. I don't think it can be. I think it can be forgiven, but I don't think it can be overlooked. When I originally apologized on Friday, I apologized, and I didn't say what everybody says, you know, if I offended somebody, I'm sorry, because I knew I offended somebody. So I apologize, but I didn't want to be portrayed as offering an excuse saying what we have is a comedy show, which it is. I'm not a journalist. I'm not Tim Russert. I'm not a politician. I don't have any. We don't have an agenda. Our agenda is to try to be funny, and sometimes we go too far, and sometimes we go way too far. In this case,
Ms. Simon, do you think it's funny to call people nappy-headed hoes?
No, I don't.
So you thought it was funny Wednesday morning?
I don't know if I thought it was funny or not, but it was a situation where we're sitting there rapping, see? And I'm saying, I watched the game last night between the Rutgers and Tennessee, and I heard one of the sportscasters say Rutgers is a lot tougher team. And I got on the air, and I said, man, they are tough. I said, they got tattoos. And then somebody else said something, and then I said that. So and at the time I said it, because I'm talking about two African-American teams, and at the time I said it, I didn't think, I mean, I know, I'm just telling you what I thought. I didn't think it was racial. I wasn't even thinking racial. I was thinking like a West Side Story deal, like one team's tough and one team's not so tough.
Nappy is racial.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
Saying wannabes and jigaboos is racial.
I did not say that, and that was said in
the context. You didn't argue with it either. It was the same conversation.
No, sir, but that was presented in the context of the Spike Lee film.
And again, this was in that film with light-skinned blacks and dark-skinned blacks. That was what that was about, which is what the analogy, I assume, was being raised in terms of the two teams with Tennessee and Rutgers.
Well, we weren't really thinking about it. That's obvious.
We made all of these analogies. Let me get this right. You call these people nappy-headed hoes, but you wasn't talking racial when you said nappy. Jigaboos and wannabes, but you didn't understand what you were saying. You just, what are you saying? You blanked out?
Oh, no, I didn't. No. I didn't. Don't tell me. I didn't say I didn't understand what we were saying. I said I wasn't thinking that. Now, if somebody says jigaboos and wannabes, then my frame of reference is a Spike Lee film.
Right.
It's not
about light-skinned blacks.
No, I understand that. But I'm not thinking that it is a racial insult that's being uttered at somebody at the time. I think it's in the process of this what we're trying to rap and be funny. I mean, I understand it's not funny. I understand there's no excuse for it. I'm not pretending that there is.
So
I wish I hadn't have said it. I'm sorry I said it.
All right. Now let me ask you this, and then we can talk about the things that you want to talk about. If you realize that something must be done, why would you then feel that we are out of order to ask that you step aside?
I didn't say that.
Oh, you don't think we're out of order?
No, sir.
So you come to sign your resignation?
No, I'm not signing anything.
So what do you say?
I'm saying you have
the
right.
Do you want to determine what ought to happen, even though you were the one that did the wrong?
I didn't say that either.
Okay.
I say you have the right to say and do whatever you want to do. What I want you to do and everybody else, everybody who's calling me a racist, everybody who's calling me a bigot, everybody who says, I don't know anything about him. So I've heard people say, I don't know what's in his heart. And I don't know, I've never listened to his show, but I want him fired. That's an ill-informed decision.
Well, let me say this. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk to Brian Monroe. And I don't know what's in your heart.
I want people
I'm not going to call you a name. I'm not going to call you a bigot. I'm going to say what you said was racist. I'm going to say what you said was abominable. I'm going to say you should be fired for saying it.
That's fine.
You could be fired and the nicest guy in the world, but you ought to be fired.
That's fine.
I'm going to take a break, and we're going to talk about it. I will give you credit for showing up. And I'll even give you more credit if you decide to change your mind about resigning.
But you're not making an informed decision right now.
Well, I want you to inform me.
Okay, I'll be
one thing you'll find out about me, I don't meet privately. I meet publicly so we can put it all on the line. And you act like a tough guy over there at the other station, so let's be tough and let's deal with it. You've been tough enough to say you're wrong. Let's see what the punishment you think should be. We'll be right back. Keeping it real, Imus did show up, y'all, and I'm still here.
Well, there it is. Reverend Al Sharpton and Don Imus. And by the way, I had a couple of callers last hour go after Al Sharpton and also Jesse Jackson, but I don't think that, regardless of what your feelings are about them, that doesn't mitigate what Imus has done. Now, my problem is I think Limbaugh has done worse things, and nothing has ever happened to him, which I can't totally get. I don't get why that is. But should this guy lose his gig? Well, in my honest opinion, he's 66 years old, and he sounds like hell on that thing, doesn't he? Oh, maybe he should just quit. How much money is enough money, man? I hope I'm not doing this when I'm 66. Unlike John Turk, who will be doing this when he's at least 85. Well, you got that many kids to put through college, you have to work for a long time. 303-713-7600, one line open. Should Don Imus be fired? Or?
Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him to call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit Southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
It's Tom Hartman.
On the next Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging Norman Reynolds, who says we're being too hard on Bush in regards to Iraq. Peter Eisner's here in his new book, The Italian Letter, how the administration used a fake letter to build the case for war in Iraq. And as always, the best of the rest of the news, that and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Awesome rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy headed hoes there, I'm going to tell you that now.
Stevie Wonder doing it, but somehow it doesn't have the same impact as Don Imus doing it. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorm's high today 52. It's rained here, and now it seems to be clearing up. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Should Don Imus, his 2 weeks suspension for this, is that good enough, or should he be fired for it? And let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Keith in Greeley. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah, my thing is that if this was a black guy that was saying this stuff on a radio show, this wouldn't even be a conversation. The thing about it is that people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are the ones that are keeping the racism alive. I mean, they're the ones that keep it out there in front of us so much that we have to pay attention to it all the time.
Really, you think so?
Yeah.
In other words, the way to defend what Don Imus has done would be not to confront his actual content of what he had said, but to try to make the point that if an African American person had said that about another group of black people, that there wouldn't be any outrage, and so therefore, in your mind, The way to defend Mr. Imus is not only to try to make that point, but also to try to make the point that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton keep that alive. But what you're leaving out is there are other people involved in this, like the National Organization for Women, also the largest group of national black journalists. Now, They don't keep these things alive. How do you explain their outrage and their involvement?
If this wouldn't even have come up, people can make their own decisions about this stuff. And if he, obviously he looks like an idiot. Let him be an idiot.
Let him be an idiot, but you've got another problem with that. Here's the other problem.
Okay.
It's not a matter of somebody making these comments in a private conversation. He's making these comments in a public situation over a public broadcast entity that is licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and is supposed to technically be a privilege to have, not a right, and it's supposed to be the kind of situation where you should have to meet certain criteria in order to be able to possess that license.
Right.
Do you think making those comments, do you think that meets that criteria?
Well, no, but you and I both know that that's so relaxed. My mom and dad and I used to own a radio station, and that thing, that is so relaxed.
Well, but it doesn't make it right, though, does it?
No, but if they're gonna get on one, they got to get on them all.
Well, who else would you like to name?
Well, let's start with Al Sharpton. I mean, if they're
well, what is Al Sharpton? What has Al Sharpton said on the on the radio or on television lately that would be deemed racist or sexist?
Lately, I don't know, but you listen to the guy for any amount of time, and you hear stuff that comes out of his mouth that may not sit there and talk about nappy-headed hoes or whatever the thing was. I don't know what it was. It's stupid, whatever.
Well, what do you mean you don't know what it was? We just played it. Didn't you hear it?
Okay, but where I'm from, I wouldn't even have known what that meant.
Really?
I don't sit around listening to that culture.
But what culture is that?
The culture that they've separated themselves off into their own little culture.
Separated themselves off into their own little culture. Who's they?
The black people.
Really? How come that doesn't? How come I have black neighbors?
I have black friends, and they say the same thing. They told me because we was talking about this.
Because we was, you know, I mean, we was talking. Yeah. You know why your Klan flag's showing, pal?
Klan flag. I ain't a Klansman. I'm.
Well, how are you making this case that they separated themselves? Why don't you try picking up a history book and try reading, and then you would see. Then you would see that segregated housing patterns were not started by or promoted by African Americans or Latinos. White people did it.
Okay. Well. They gave them an opportunity, too, didn't they?
What opportunity are you speaking of?
I mean, the opportunity Lincoln himself gave everybody an opportunity.
I see. So you think everything was okay after Abraham Lincoln. Okay, well, then how about this? Why don't you give us a little dissertation here about the death of Emmett Till?
Don't even know who she was.
Well, you said everything was okay after Abraham Lincoln. You don't know who Emmett Till was?
No. All I know is
but
that...
But did that bother you? That you'd make a statement like that? That everything was okay after Abraham Lincoln, yet you don't know who Emmett Till was?
I'm not saying everything
How about Medgar Evers? Do you have any idea who he was?
No. But I'm not saying that was okay after Lincoln. All I'm saying is that was an opportunity. And now I've got lots of black friends.
Okay. That was an opportunity. Then tell us what Brown versus the Board of Education was about.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying is that these people, that the people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and them, they have to keep that alive. Otherwise, they're out of a job.
Oh, you mean kind of like. The Republican Party and their southern strategy
exactly.
Every election cycle?
Exactly like that.
So what would you have Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson do? Say nothing? Should they just be quiet if they think something's wrong?
They need to quit. I mean, they're on the
What I find to be amazing here is they weren't the ones who made the comments. Don Imus made the comments.
Okay,
but you have nothing to say about him except to laugh. And dismiss that, and then get on the radio and make, like, all kinds of absurd statements.
I'm not saying that what he was saying was good, bad, indifferent. I'm just saying what
Wait a minute. Why wouldn't you condemn a statement like that? You don't have the moral. You don't have the moral rectitude to be able to do that.
Well,
you don't have the education to do that. What's the problem?
I'm just saying that.
No, wait a minute. Is calling a group of predominantly African American women athletes nappy headed hoes? Is that a right thing or a wrong thing?
What's wrong?
Well, then why didn't you say that?
I'm saying it's wrong now.
After I had to pin you down on it.
Okay, well, I would have said it before. I'm not a racist person.
Well, we never are we?
Well, I mean, I can put you in touch with.
I'm sure you've got tons of black friends. I'm sure that's probably true. However, you just said to us that they separate themselves and that they live in a separate culture, yet now you're telling us that you associate with African-Americans.
Even my black friends say the same thing. They say the same thing. Those people have separated themselves off.
Well, what people are they talking about?
It's a different culture, and I don't know why.
But who? Who are you speaking of?
I don't know where the line is that separates them.
Wait a minute. In all due respect, Keith.
Okay.
If you don't know where the line is that separates them, if you don't know how to describe them, then why should I believe anything you're telling me? Because you can't provide me with any proof.
Well, and I understand that. But what I'm saying is, my point is that if everybody considered themselves an American and just left it at that, I think the racism deal would die.
Okay, so in other words, everybody should turn around and they should surrender their heritage, culture, or ethnicity. Would you agree with that?
You have. I don't hear you saying where you come from.
I say it all the time.
But you didn't hear me come on the radio and start out the conversation. Well, I'm a German American.
Okay. All right. Well, wait a minute. So you agree that that's a good idea?
What's a good idea?
That we should forget all that and just call ourselves Americans.
Yes.
Okay. Then
we are Americans.
All right. Then would you agree to the following things? We should not have a St. Patrick's Day parade. We should not have any kind of a celebration for Italian Americans. We should not have any of those things, right? Because everybody's an American, and we should let our heritage go unless our heritage is European, right?
Well, basically, that's the way it's been. Any European people's gotten left out of the deal anyway.
Oh, they have?
I mean,
well, then if that's true, then why don't you explain to me why I spent 4 hours here, what, John? How many weeks ago? 3-4 weeks ago? At the St. Patrick's Day parade. What was that about?
Okay, we're kind of getting off here.
We're not getting off here. We're not getting off here. What we're doing is we're just basically wasting time because you don't get it. And
no.
I don't think you ever will get it, and that's okay. That's your right to live in Greeley and not get it.
Well, my point is that the people that are over here, that are African-Americans, I'll bet you less than 1% of them even have been to Africa, let alone from there.
You've been to Germany?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. But I don't sit around and, when I fill out an application, I don't sit around and go to other and put in German-American. I put in
The reason you don't is because you are considered and have been considered and your ancestors have been considered white. Now, if you know the history of the United States of America, who drew the distinctions between blacks, whites, and Latinos? Was it black people? Was it Latinos? Or could it have been white people who were predominantly then in power?
Well, I'm sure it was the white people, yes.
Okay. Well,
thing about it is that's been a long time ago, and if people would just let that... I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
My thing is that if people would just sit there and say, okay, you know what? My ancestors came from Africa. That was a long time ago. Long time ago. I'm not nothing to do with Africa. I'm an American. I may be black. I may be white.
So I agree. So what we'll do is we'll call off all cultural celebrations of any kind. Would you agree with that?
Celebrate where you're from, but don't make it. Don't shove it down my throat.
Oh, really? Like, in other words, don't shove it down your throat when something like, I go to apply for a job and I can't get it because of the color of my skin, or how about I end up working with somebody who doesn't like me because of the color of my skin? Should I not make it a big deal then? Should I go, hey man, you shouldn't discriminate against me? I'm just an American.
Okay, but have people that,
stop, enough.
Okay.
I gotta go. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
/7:35, here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Southbound 25, 38th Street, right in the middle of downtown. Got a wreck now off on the right shoulder that's causing some major backups there all the way to Highway 36. Biggest issue besides that, in the mountains, westbound I-70 now pretty well off limits at Floyd Hill, Beaver Brook. We've had multiple wrecks in the area, some involving semis. So be prepared if you're headed that direction. You may just want to hold off for a bit. Of course, we still have snow in the high country that has forced chain laws. Both directions at the Eisenhower Tunnel, both directions of U.S. 40 at the Berthoud Pass, and eastbound over the Vail Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with some morning showers. Windy, chilly by afternoon, high of 51. Currently mostly cloudy and 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541, 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Let me tell you about Mike Turner and his partner, Scott Henderson. They've got years of personal injury experience. They have successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases. Now, you get into medical malpractice, you get into wrongful death, you get into auto collision cases, you need somebody who's on your side and who will do the job right, not because there's money, but because it's the right thing to do. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. How do I know this? Because I have lunch with them every week, and I know them well. They're progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, along with his partner Scott Henderson, call them at 303-300-1661 or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? An instant discount is how to make it happen. $35 to $500 off throughout the tool department. But hurry. After April 11th, that's it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Energy Hog to Team. Get in that house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows.
And no added insulation.
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs.
They show up anywhere. Energy's wasted.
The washer. It's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hog.
Someone's home!
He's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I wasn't drunk. I'm not some angry, raving nut on a nightclub stage, and I'm not a bad person. I'm a good person, but I said a bad thing.
All right, that's Don Imus talking about his comments, his controversial comments, which they're racist and they're sexist and they're wrong. Any way you slice it. 7:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Look for the high today to get up to 52. Chance of thunderstorms. And you know something? So he gets suspended for 2 weeks, and then he's back after 2 weeks. But there are people in the world who believe, I'm not one of them, but there are people in the world who believe this, that bad publicity is better than no publicity. Let's go to Debbie in Loveland. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, hopefully I can make this really easy for stupid people to understand. I was raised in a family with five sisters, and I can be mad at my sister and go to my friend and say, gosh, my sister's really being a bee today. But if she came up to me and said my sister was being a bee, I'd slap her in the face, because that's how it is. You know, you talk about your own experience. It's the same thing. You know, every group, there's a kinship there. Everyone has their own family. And whether we want to admit it or not, you just don't let anyone say anything bad about the people you have a kinship with.
Well, it's like I can call my baby ugly, but you can't call my baby
That's right.
ugly.
That's right. Or I can say my mom's got a big butt, but you better not say my mom has a big butt. You know, it's just the way it is. It's your ownership. It's your identity. And I think that that's all it is.
Do you think that connects with the last caller? I don't think he gets it.
He has a family. He has a family. We all have a family. We have to just take that broader perspective into the world. You know, people, unless it affects them personally, stupid people don't get that. You know, well, that doesn't affect me. Well, sure, I don't care if the president's buzzing our phones. That doesn't affect me, you know, until it affects them. Stupid people don't understand it. But he does have a family, and he will understand if someone said something bad about his family. It's the same thing with who we are as people. It's an ownership thing.
The thing that just gets me is like, okay, we can have St. Patrick's Day. We can have Christopher Columbus Day. We can have Christmas. We can have Hanukkah. We can have, you know, name all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all right. But this, you know, this prevailing, this conventional wisdom that's out there that Latinos or African Americans, that they should... surrender their cultural backgrounds, and we're all Americans until it's St. Patrick's Day again.
You do see, like, Cinco de Mayo was becoming more and more acceptable, you know, and I don't mean to say acceptable in terms of me personally, but I mean as a broader American holiday, and MLK Day and the Marades, they're becoming more a part of the broader part of America. And I think as time goes on, it does get better. But still, you have ugliness raising its head. And I think all you can do is point it out. And it's the people who are afraid to point it out, just like in Germany. That's what happens. People become afraid to speak, and that's when it doesn't just rear its head, but it takes over a community. So what is going on with Don Imus needs to happen. Even though it's uncomfortable, even though you don't want to hear about it, even though it's much easier to pretend like you didn't hear it, you have to say something, because if you don't, we'll go back to those days, and I simply won't do it.
Yeah, I won't either. Debbie, thanks. Great call.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's Marvin and Aurora. Marvin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir, and good morning all you loyal liberal listeners out there. Jay, I'm not so sure I can really have a discussion with you, sir. I almost hung up while I was on hold. It's not my intention to inflame your temper, sir, but I don't know. Hey, listen, I've got a point to make, but you raised a question with the previous caller, and I would like to answer. What is it that's racist about Al Sharpton? So let me take a stab at that, if you so desire.
Yeah, you can go ahead. I didn't say there was not anything racist about him. I just asked the caller to give me some statements
those,
that he's made that have been racist in the past.
Well, he's definitely on record as being anti-Semitic, even to the point of inciting riots, which lasted several days.
Okay, where was that, and what did he say?
This was in a place called Crown Heights, and it was kind of a semi-complex series of events. At the time of an accident, which resulted in a cavalcade of things culminating in the riots.
I remember that. It had to do with a Orthodox Jewish person who was driving an automobile. Am I correct about that?
You're correct so far, sir. Give us the rest of it.
Okay. Well, no, keep going. I'm listening.
What happened, folks, was this elderly man was driving in a large car in a black part of town. For medical reasons, he lost control of his vehicle, went up on the sidewalk, and he hit a couple of kids who were injured. He immediately got out of the car and was rendering assistance to these kids, and he was beaten and robbed by the black residents of that area. An ambulance was called, which responded to the accident. The man was so severely beaten that the ambulance crew saw plainly that he needed more attention than the kids deserved at that time. So he was put in the ambulance first. And Al Sharpton, true to form, like him and Jesse Jackson do, they always swoop in whenever they see a racial opportunity like this. And Al Sharpton swooped into town and started bad-mouthing Jews. And what a horrible thing. He called the ambulance crew an apartheid ambulance crew. And he appeared at the funeral of one of the boys who did later die. And incited the crowd there. And that night and following next three, 4 nights were riots, incited partially by our wonderful liberal leader, Al Sharpton.
Okay. Now, a couple of things. One. You'd like to throw that term around, our wonderful liberal leader, and I assume that you're probably conservative.
I go both ways, Jay.
Okay, well, whatever. And so,
what I cannot stand is the bigotry of the liberal left who cannot open their eyes, like the two callers going, Jay, I don't mean to beat up on you, sir. I want to remain a gentleman here. But when a caller asks you plainly, he tells you about a segment of society that has peeled off into their own little corner. You know and I know what we're talking about here, but you're going to play dumb liberal.
You know something? Now I'm going to put my foot down because I've sat here and I've listened to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to put my foot down now.
What do you got, Jay?
I'll tell you what I got, pal. I got this. This idea that you can get on this radio station with me and wheel around.
If you want me off, kick me off, Jay. You have guys like
me on here. You just won't let me talk, will you?
Go ahead.
No, this is counterproductive. This is twice now I've tried to get something in, and this is twice now that you won't let me talk.
Go for it, Jay.
No, you know what? I'm not going to go for it. Hang the phone up. Goodbye.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, you know, our wonderful liberal. If I represented a side of philosophy and thought that was responsible for people like Dick Cheney, Ann Coulter, George W. Bush, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, I could go on and on. I wouldn't be calling any radio station trying to use liberal, Marvin, as a pejorative word. I am liberal, and I'm damn proud of it. And I sat last night, And I said to Mary, I said, here's what will happen if I discuss this. What will happen is white people, white males, will call me. Conservative white males will call me. And their way to get Mr. Imus off the hook for what he has done will be to attack Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. So, Mary, if you're home listening, I turned out to be right, because I've been doing this for about 19, 20 years. I'm not saying Al Sharpton is the greatest stand-up guy in the world. And as I said last hour, I've had my disagreements with Jesse Jackson, and he and I have gotten some knockdown, drag-out fights. But that doesn't make any difference. There are plenty of other people who object to this. Like one of the largest association of black journalists, like the National Organization of Women. And Marvin, you know, you're not going to get Don Imus or anybody else off the hook by trying to attack Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Because, Marv, see, when you were a little kid, your mother must have said to you, Marvin, you can't hit that kid. And you probably said, well, Bobby did it. And I'm sure at some point your mother probably said to you, but Marv, two wrongs don't make a right. And you call up here and wheel around this word liberal like it's a pejorative and it's a bad thing. But Marv, history has proven that people who live in glass houses don't throw stones. And you, right now, my friend, and you can give me this business about I go either way. But people like you, my friend, you're living in the biggest glass house known to mankind. And it sits at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, traffic literally at a standstill now. Westbound I-70 at the top of Floyd Hill. Looks like we may have westbound I-70 completely off limits now. They are due to multiple wrecks, some involving semis. They're westbound I-70 Beaverbrook to Floyd Hill. So be prepared. That area is going to be a major hotspot for us right now. Of course, the Loveland Pass is still off limits due to adverse weather conditions, US 6. In the metro area, we've got a wreck southbound 25 in the downtown area that's causing some delays all the way to I-76. Weather today, mostly cloudy with some morning showers, windy and chilly in the afternoon with a high of 51. Currently, mostly cloudy, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
It's been a long, cold winter, and your lawn is ready to wake up hungry. This spring, treat it to some organic...
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Cheaper used auto.
CarPricesAutos.com.
That's car prices anywhere.
So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of the special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered by The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible. And at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. So call the experts at The Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Come one, come all to the greatest LASIK show on earth. Get your LASIK right here, right now, only $2.99 with no payments for 20 years. LASIK, the new way to see. A billion cases done. You can be next. Get X-ray vision or your money back.
Hey, when it comes to LASIK in Colorado, it's starting to sound like a real circus out there. At Spivak Vision Center, we understand how confusing all of your LASIK options might sound. But after helping keep Colorado focused for more than 25 years, we also know what you're looking for in a superior LASIK experience. A highly skilled and experienced surgeon. The most advanced technology available today. And fees you can truly afford. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 for the ultimate LASIK experience. That's 303-C-2020 or online at Spivak.com. No hype, just incredible vision made incredibly affordable.
Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him to call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, 756, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorm, saying a high of 52. And we're talking about the Don Imus comments. We'll continue to do that, too, until about 8:30. And because Debbie Marquez really likes it, we might do it all the way until 10 o'clock. All right, let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi.
Oh, it's great to talk to you. Thanks a lot for being on, as always.
Thanks.
Just got a couple comments. First, I hope Keith and Marvin are both still listening so they can hear this. This is just a classic case of white conservatism thought. Anyone who makes an argument that race and sexism are serious issues that still need to be attended to in this country are just completely fooling themselves. And it goes down to something that's very basic within bipartisan thought. Conservatives like to look at effect a lot. They like to look at the effect and make the argument against this marginalized group in the society, which are African American males. That, you know, and the figures are different from who you talk to, but they like to make the case that, well, you know, if they aren't such bad people, then why are so many of them in prison? Well, they don't look at the cause, whereas a liberal will look at the cause and say, well, we have a flawed Department of Justice.
Okay, hang on a second, John. Let me catch some news. You got a lot to say. Hang on, and when I come back, I'll just open it up and let you go, okay? Can you wait around?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, man. You're great. Let me park him in the phone zone. We'll continue here. Everybody hang on. Bob, Scott, Dwayne, everybody will get to your calls.
AM
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 Live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. Let's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Washington, where the Senate is returning right now from its Easter recess. First order of business, federal funding of stem cell research, which advocates say is urgently needed for treatments of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
If you can further it ethically and morally, we certainly should do it.
Senator Johnny Isaacson, a Georgia Republican, who's trying to get an alternative passed the president will sign. His bill would use what he says are dead embryos discarded from in vitro fertilization. Sean Tipton is an advocate for medical research.
What it is a political fig leaf designed to allow some members of the Senate and perhaps the president who oppose stem cell research to appear as if they support it.
Last year, President Bush vetoed a version allowing research with live stem cells left over from pregnancy clinics, similar to the main bill. I'm Howard Arenstein in Washington. Now here's Dave Barrett.
Starting next week, for 2 weeks, it'll be minus in the morning. No Don Imus. He's been suspended for making racially insensitive remarks last week and told the Today Show.
I don't think it's a slap on the wrist. I think it's significant.
On today's Imus in the Morning.
Am I trying to save my job? Well, but I also don't want to. I don't want this to be the final note. It's been a pretty good career.
Don Imus said derogatory things about Rutgers women's college basketball player Richard McCormick as president of Rutgers University.
They represented Rutgers in an exemplary fashion, of which we are extraordinarily proud. And then he says that. Why?
Those Rutgers players will speak to reporters in New Jersey shortly. 15,000 Americans in Iraq could find their tours will be extended maybe by 4 months if some at the Pentagon get their way. Daisy Pellant has been through that drill. Her husband, a National Guardsman, is in Iraq. She remembers when he was supposed to come home.
The best way to describe it was like a kick in the stomach. There was a light at the end of the tunnel, and the light is growing brighter and brighter, and we were down to about 3 months, and then the light got turned off.
As things stand now, her husband, a chief warrant officer, will come home in August after 22 months in Iraq. It's far past being able to see your toes or zip up without breathing in. Those who are overweight by 100 pounds or more are part of a growing group.
The RAND Corporation says the severely obese population was 50% higher in 2005 than in 2000, despite all the attention given to morbid obesity. Researchers say an explosion in weight loss surgeries has not stopped the growth, which puts more Americans at risk for heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers.
Correspondent Peter King, 2 days after her cat, Phoenix, ate a package of special kitty food, Don Majerzik's tabby got sick.
It's ripping my heart apart knowing that this keeps going on and on.
She's in Chicago and is suing Menu Foods, a veterinary chain the Pet Hospital says for 3 months contaminated pet food was sold, and their company data shows during that time kidney failure in cats rose 30%. On Wall Street, a half hour into the trading day, the Dow is up about 14 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Is orange juice part of your morning routine? I switched to Welch's 100% grape juice because it has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And you may have heard a diet naturally rich in antioxidants is good for you. Not only does drinking Welch's 100% grape juice help promote a healthy heart, but emerging research suggests it may help to protect memory and brain health as well. And it's nice to know Welch's is made from Concord grapes grown right here in America by Welch's farmer owners. So drink Welch's 100% grape juice for an unmistakably delicious way to add antioxidants to your diet. This is Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
It's a typical day in every way. Work, stress, pressure.
And then at night, you're thinking about tomorrow.
I just can't sleep.
Put your day away, the Unisom way. Unisom is clinically proven to ease you into your healthy sleep cycle so you get to sleep faster and sleep longer. You'll wake up refreshed, revitalized, restored.
So how is everybody today?
Tonight, get ready to take on your day the Unisom way. Use as directed.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Big weather change on the way. Rain here in the metro area. Snow up in the high country this morning.
Right now we are definitely seeing snow falling at the highest elevations up around the Eisenhower Tunnel and over Vail Pass.
Now here at the lower elevations, we're just seeing wet roads this morning. That could change later in the week. There could be big snow coming to the metro Denver area on Friday. Closing arguments set this morning in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nocio after prosecutors call a financial analyst to testify. Defense attorneys rested their case yesterday without Nocio taking the witness stand.
Well, it's always a gamble, either way. In a big case like this, no matter what you do, every move is a gamble. I think it's a sound gamble, but it's not a sure thing.
Attorney Scott Robinson says his gut feeling is the defense made the right move and that Nocio will be acquitted. And Pit Bull. Bull owners in Denver are upset at having to move out of the city or face having their pets put to death. Federal lawsuit filed in court, the latest challenge to Denver's ordinance that bans pit bulls or even dogs that look like pit bulls. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A couple of problems here in the metro area tying up your ride. Westbound I-70 near Brighton have a crash. Southbound 25, 38th Street right in the middle of your downtown commute. Of course, the biggest issue right now is gridlock. Westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill, where that interstate officially off limits. We've got traffic just at a standstill there due to multiple wrecks in the area, some involving semis. Traffic really is not moving at all. So definitely you want to hold off going that direction. We also have a rollover crash reported on the eastbound side at Chief Hosa. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy with morning showers. Windy, chilly in the afternoon with a high of 51. Currently mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very...
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Coming up, supposed to start on Wednesday night, and then run through Friday night, and we were trying to debate about how heavy it would be, how much we get. And I just have
all the meteorologists are saying that the return of winter is coming at the end of this week.
Yeah, I just got this really weird feeling, though, man, that it doesn't materialize.
I hope you're correct.
No, we will get snow, but it won't be... The maximum we'll get is 5 inches. You don't think so?
I'm saying it'll be one of those big spring storms. I say it brings about 6 to 12 inches, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you'd like to have 12 inches. All right, we're talking about Don Imus and the comments he made, and let's go back to John in Denver. All right, John, I promised you, and you got it, man. I'll step aside, pick it up.
Hey, Jay, thanks a lot for having me back.
Sure.
I really appreciate that. As I was saying before you took the news break, you know, just classic, you know, these two guys, Keith and Robert, who again, I say, I hope you guys are listening, because, you know, this is a pervasive fallacy that's in the talking points of most conservative male people, you know, from Rush Limbaugh to everyone, you know, to claim that issues of race and sexism can be resolved in this country by simply not paying attention to them and, to use a political term, to just everyone assimilate into the American society, that in and of itself is a big red flag for you. The last society that we assimilated into our culture was the Native Americans, and you see how well that worked out.
Yeah, well, that's that whole thing where I brought up about, well, okay, then I guess we'll cancel St. Patrick's Day and Christopher Columbus Day, and you could go on and on down the list, and we should drop any kind of cultural pride issues that anybody has. Well, see, when it comes to white European males, that's not a problem. But when it comes to other people, people of color, then all of a sudden it's like they need to get rid of that.
Classically, yes, that's what it's been. And I think it's preposterous for us to even propose that we drop any instance whatsoever of a tradition in this country. I'm from South Louisiana, and we are, rich in heritage, both bad and good, and you have to accept that. You have to accept the fact that Christopher Columbus was largely responsible for introducing many diseases into a nation of indigenous people who should have had sovereign control of this country. Even nowadays, we should be paying taxes to them. But that's besides the point. That's just a classic conservative male thing of taking the effect and working backwards to the cause that supports their views, whereas liberals will classically take the cause and take that as the blame. I was making the point that, I know that Keith and Marvin did not say this on the air, but I'm using this as a classic conservative talking point when dealing with African American males and this peeled off culture that both Keith and Marvin referred to. And yes, within any subgroup of society, you're going to find different sects of whether it's by beliefs or religion or just cultural differences. You know, in white males, there's several groups in itself. There's homosexual white males. There's Southern Baptist white males. Irish Catholic white males, and whatever. Well, whenever conservatives start talking about race, and they start talking about black males specifically. In one way or another, the ratio of black males in the Department of Correction system comes up classically. They all like to refer to this and say, well, this is obviously a group that doesn't want to adhere to classic white America because they don't want to follow the rules, and that's why they end up in jail. And they don't seem to see that we still have a Department of Justice and we still have a legislative branch that have people that voted against Voters' Rights Act and that have classically voted against programs that were meant to stimulate, and if you can say the government's capable of stimulating, proper race relations, a progressive form of race relations, and that's fine. You've got problems of your own. But even though these little lip service attempts, like kicking Don Imus off for 2 weeks, this is ridiculous. And I really think, you were talking about it earlier, whether or not Don Imus will ultimately be fired. And I think that if less to chance, then no. Because, like you said, it comes down to the bottom line. But I think that, women's rights groups and, like you said, the National Association of Black Journalists, I think the ball's in their court right now. I think that they can really lead, we can use this as a catalyst to kind of call to attention the fact that race and sexism are still largely cancerous subjects in this country. And as a life partner to an educator, I can tell you this, that my girlfriend has the hardest time. She teaches students at a predominantly white school. I won't mention what education level it is, but it's in the Denver area. It's a predominantly white school. And she has the hardest time coming in and talking about white privilege to these kids. And they want to believe that, yeah, things are clear, since blacks can vote and blacks can serve in the military and they have all these equal rights and on paper, then yeah, it is all right. And I can go ahead and tell you, absolutely no, it's not. There are pervasive sects of society that still are largely racist. And individually, we might have progressed a little bit as far as race relations in this country, but as a society, I don't think we have at all whatsoever.
Well, I think we've made gains, but I think there are always going to be people out there who are not going to get it. And the only thing you can do about it is keep trying to remind them. John, thanks. Excellent phone call.
Hi, thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Let's go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First of all, since you returned from your surgery,
mm-hmm.
you have had the most thoughtful, provocative, and you attempt to have the most balanced talk show we've had here in Denver in years and years. You're a pleasure to listen to.
Oh, well, thanks. I wish my email reflected the same thing, but you know what, man? I thank you. That's really a nice thing for you to say.
Well, it was nice to see you get the acknowledgement that I was feeling from Westward. That really was good.
Well, thanks.
I'd like to broaden the conversation. First of all, I think that the two-week suspension is just exactly the right thing. They're saying it's not acceptable. You know, you can't be on the air and do this, and you'd better change. And I applaud CBS Radio, especially because the radio waves have become just full of invective, just full of demeaning, denigrating things to say about other Americans, you know, usually by people who want to call themselves patriots. I think that's worse than what Don Imus said.
Well, all right. Look, can I just comment on this for a second?
Sure.
I used to do a lot of that radio. I have that within me to do that. I have that part of my personality is definitely there. There's a lot of that that goes on, and a lot of it predominantly goes on the more conservative radio stations. And yeah, they make a lot of claims about people and about groups of people that when you really break it down, that stuff won't stand up to scrutiny. Because one of the biggest things I think I've learned, and I think everybody should learn this, and we all do it, you make a broad brush statement, chances are it's going to come back to bite you in the rear. Because two or three or four people are going to come forward and say, wait a minute, that's not me. And those folks are very much into extremism, I think. And what drives that and what motivates that, I have no clue. Other than trying to get attention, maybe. Mine used to be driven and motivated by anger. So, I can't disagree with what you're saying here. But on the other hand, talk radio is not community radio. It's not like a community radio station, and it's not like NPR. So I think the trick to make all of this happen is you got to find some place to be where people can passionately and sometimes with volume exchange views, but you don't attack the person personally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But like I'm saying, and I'll bring it to Clear Channel because that's my experience here in this town. There are two guys, one right after the other, on KOA at night. Well, one of them regularly has Ann Coulter as a guest, and she's always saying demeaning things about her fellow Americans. The other guy talks about liberals, progressives, as if they were worse than the terrorists, and we ought to get rid of them, too. Now, I don't think that's responsible. I think it's worse than anything that Don Imus, who I'm not a fan of, has said. And yet, Clear Channel... Limbaugh, how many racist statements has he made over the last 20 years in Denver? It's been hundreds. Why? And
I've marveled here many times as to why he doesn't get in trouble.
I heard people say, well, part of Imus's problem was that, you know, he had drug problems, had been suspended before. That man, Limbaugh, was on the air for years and years with 40 pain pills in the system.
Well, but Imus has gotten in trouble before, though, for making racial comments.
Why hasn't Limbaugh?
He has on television. He has not on radio. I cannot tell you why that this has escaped. I don't have the answer. I have asked Paul Waldman this question from Media Matters. Weeks on end, I've asked him this question. And he doesn't know. Nobody knows. And you know why I think one of the reasons he gets away with it?
Money.
Well, I think that's part of it, but I'll tell you what I think the other reason is. The other reason is because groups of people, like this large collection of black journalists and Now and others who are outraged over what IMUS has said, they have not applied the same standard towards Mr. Limbaugh. I can't tell you how angry I felt when he started that whole African business about Barack Obama.
And Magic Negro.
Yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff.
Yeah. Well, people who constantly listen and become fans of those people, and I've never heard a racist admit that they're a racist, ever. You know, it's always, oh, no, I'm not a racist. It's just funny. But they like it, and they keep listening. They are racist. They do love attacking their fellow Americans, whether it's for their race or their political beliefs, and they are not in any way patriots when you hate your fellow Americans. And they've got to, you know, they'll never admit it. They'll never be responsible for it. But I think most listeners should ask themselves, why am I attracted to this? Why do I keep excusing it? What is there in me, you know, that accepts those attacks? You know, if it's a matter of morality, it's a matter of responsibility, and it's a matter of patriotism, Jay.
I don't know. I can't answer those questions for you, and I've asked those questions in regards to a lot of things a lot of times, and can't get the answer. And, you know, when I used to do it, Scott, it was because I had a tremendous amount of anger, and I'm still capable of igniting that anger every once in a while, too, but I had a tremendous amount of anger, and there was also this sense of trotting towards the edge with a look at going over. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course I see the same thing in myself. You know, I like to be rebellious as I can and defiant as I can, but as I get older, you know, I see it for what it is, and I think it's time that talk show radio fans grew up and accepted some responsibility and some true patriotism. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, I understand. I know exactly where you're coming from. We should always demand better standards. I'm with you 1,000 on this. I really do. I agree. Scott,
Professor,
thanks, man.
Wait, just a second, Jay. Professor, you've been doing that for the last few months.
Well,
all right?
Let's hope I can continue to do it.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
8:23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a progressive talk. Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox, and now Xbox 360, and now they're going to even have an even powerful version, a more powerful version of Xbox 360. And you can think about all of the things that are virtually been replaced and that are gone in this society. And how about your glasses? They can be replaced by normal vision. Just get in touch with Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest laser technology, like Intralase and bladeless LASIK. So learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling 720-524-1001. Call them today, 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, denver.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? An instant discount is how to make it happen. $35 to $500 off throughout the tool department. But hurry. After April 11th, that's it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Energy Honky Team! Get in that house and waste some energy!
No problem. It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation.
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy efficient light bulbs.
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
13,000 National Guard members have been notified to prepare for more duty in Iraq. We'll bring you the latest. And the president is now offering a new immigration plan. Is it a flip-flop? And unprovoked beatings of homeless people are on the rise in the country. What is being done about that? We'll take your calls and have the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
These young women deserve to know that it was not said with malice.
That's Don Imus commenting about his situation, and we've been talking about that here for the last hour and a half. 30% chance of thunderstorms, high of 52, and Donna Brazil is coming up here in a few minutes. We'll talk to her about minority and also the voting rights of parolees and get her general assessment about a few other things. Here's some instant messages, and I've gotten a ton of them here this morning. This is about Marvin, the guy who called, was bringing up the Crown Heights incident. This says, Jay's lying. The guy talking about Crown Heights incident is either lying outright or he's just got it wrong. I live in Jersey. I remember the incident in New York somewhat. I'm sure you can find it on Google. It was not an older gentleman. There was no threat of robbery. It was an accident. And after the crowd saw that the paramedics tending to the least injured, the guy in the car, the crowd became incensed because the kids hit were young African-Americans, and the driver, if I remember correctly, was Jewish. Yes, he was Hasidic, I believe. There is a perception that the certain ethnicities are given more leeway, especially in certain times in that town. I believe the driver ran, was stabbed by some knucklehead. He later died. I do remember the hospital, King's Hospital, was questioned because it was thought they didn't act appropriately, and therefore the young man died of his injuries. This does not, of course, excuse the, and I can't use that word, who stabbed him. There are some stuff after that that I don't remember, so I'm not going to try to fill in fiction until I go back and review the facts myself. That, and I can't use that term, Marvin was clearly trying to incite even more hatred among us. I'm not the biggest fan of Reverend Al and don't like how he handles some things, but at least he tries. And that's from Dre. And here's a guy's email that I should just give his email address out and his name, too, because this is not the first time he sent me this kind of stuff, and part of it I can't even read. Jay, you are an anti-white racist, and then I'm not going to, it starts with a B, and your invitation to listen to another station is taken. You pompous, and that starts with an A. I want to vomit every time I hear you lying, your lying tirade about being a liberal. You are a race-baiting bigot. And this is not the first time this guy sent me this kind of stuff. Patrick Gragg is his name. G-R-A-G-G. And I ought to give his email address out on the air. So if anybody knows Patrick Gragg, congratulations for hanging out with a guy like that. Okay, let's go to Alton in Denver. Alton, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I was just looking at the contrast between what Ima said about these ball players and what CNN, Fox, and all these folks, and some of the folks that you mentioned earlier, have said about Anna Nicole Smith. Now, Anna Nicole Smith has, you know, got several men who may have fathered her child. She's blonde, has this whole following of wanting to be like Marilyn Monroe, this whole thing. And yet, when you hear them talking about her on the news, they are not talking about her in a derogatory way. They're talking about her in a way that idolizes her, that tries to make her into what her role or what she thought her role was going to be, and that was a replacement for Marilyn Monroe in the 21st century.
The only person, who talks about her somewhat negative and sarcastic way would be Keith Olbermann.
Right, exactly. And I love Keith Olbermann. He tells it like it is, and I appreciate that. But if you listen, I mean, even like Greta Van Susteren, all these folks, the woman on CNN who's had like a month of Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, Nancy Anna Grace?
Smith, yeah, Nancy Grace. Thank you. You never hear them say anything close to what was said regarding these ball players. And I just think it's an outrage. I want to say this real quick. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson do not represent the entire black nation.
No,
they represent a small portion of it, and that is fine. But when you look at how black folks have evolved over the years, these type of comments just, you know, kind of are like a punch in the gut. It makes you just feel like, you know, when I go sit in my corporate meetings or I go sit in these meetings and I'm the only black person sitting there, I know exactly what folks are thinking in to some degree. Not all of them, but to some degree, Ima's comments reflect what the majority, I think, of white folks think about blacks, whether it's the females or the males, if they think we're gangbangers and all that stuff.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I really don't think that that's true. I think that if you make a statement like that, then what you're doing is you're lumping all white people together, and that's not fair, just like you wouldn't want.
I agree.
Just like you wouldn't want all, you know, black people to be lumped together. I think there are some white. You know what the biggest? Here's the biggest thing I always see.
Right.
There are white people who don't get it, and the reason they don't get it is because they don't have to experience it. They don't understand what it's like. Now, I don't have any special inside understanding of this either. The only understanding I have out of it is, one, being of a minority religion, and two, having talked to African-American coworkers and having one African-American boss in my 30-plus years in this, and having extensive conversations with him about what it was like to be the black general manager of two all-white radio stations.
Right.
And sitting there and going through that with him and talking to him about it and talking to other African-Americans at great length about this kind of stuff. I feel this. I feel that a lot of these folks, they just don't get it, man. They just don't get it. And we just have to work on it, Alton. That's all I can say. We just have to work on it. There's nothing else we can do except, because the other thing is if you just swear them all off and if you believe in your heart that they're evil and that there's no hope, then there's no hope for America, and to me, America is a great, really a hopeful, great place. We just have to fix things.
And I agree with that. I thank you so much for your energies and efforts in that respect and in that regard. And this is not race baiting. This is what we need to be doing. We need to be talking about it. So, thanks again.
Well, man, thank you. I appreciate you calling in and being part of the show. Hope you'll do it on other subjects.
No problem. Take care.
All right, take care. It's 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina focuses in on traffic.
All right, Jay. Still a number of slow spots around the city. I-25, pretty tough either side of I-70. That was due in part to a wreck near 38th Street on the southbound side that is now gone. Southbound 225 still a little busy through the tech center, as is westbound I-70 near Brighton. Of course, westbound I-70 still jammed in the mountains at Floyd Hill. This is really our biggest issue. It's just a mess there. Multiple wrecks, big rig problems being cleared. So I wouldn't head that direction if I were you. Again, that's westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. Still have a cleanup of a rollover eastbound at Chief Hosa. Weather today, mostly cloudy with morning showers, then windy and chilly in the afternoon and a high of 51. Currently mostly cloudy, 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you on the web.
Get the good stuff. Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbitz, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now during the Hotel Mega Sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. It's the Orbitz Hotel Mega Sale, where you can save big on the hotel that's right for you. Just Orbitz and go.
Save $100 off 5+ nights at select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Some rough girls from Rutgers, man. They got tattoos and
some hardcore hoes.
That's some nappy-headed hoes there. I'm going to tell you that
now. All right, that was Don Imus on his radio show and his MSNBC TV simulcast. And that's what all the ruckus is all about. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. I'll try to squeeze in some more calls here before we get Donna Brazil on. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I guess there's a couple things here. My big problem here is with the hypocrisy of it, and I may be one of the people who just doesn't get it. But before that, what you just played, you forgot what was before it, where he actually said several complimentary things about the Kentucky team, which contained many black players as well.
So what is that supposed to do? Is that supposed to alleviate what he says afterwards?
Well, I think what he says is not as related to race, although people have chosen to make it a racially charged term. But my problem is...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Nobody chose to make it a racially charged term.
Excuse me.
The language he used is racial. It was frequently used in the South as a racially derogatory term. The part about nappy head. How is the word ho not a derogatory term? Not a sexist term, and also not a term because of the way he pronounces it, which we all know it should be whore. How is that not...
I didn't say what he said was right. I never said that. Where my problem is here, and the original thing that I called up to say, was that, in order to maintain the moral high ground on this, we need to use the same ruler with everybody on it, and... Al Sharpton's big comments were about those terms being used on the public airwaves. And if that's the case, I haven't seen him going up, against the people on, the rap stations like KS104, which have been using these terms on an hourly basis for the last 10 years.
Well, the only thing where you're going to have a hard time making that case is, first of all, Mr. Sharpton is not going to file... any kind of complaint against an individual station in Denver, Colorado, because he doesn't live here. Number two, he has talked extensively, so has Jesse Jackson, and so have many others, about the content of rap, gangster rap, and also hip-hop culture. But the thing that I find to be unique about this conversation is that, really deep down inside, I have a sense that you don't think what Don Imus said was that bad. That's number one. And then number two, in order to defuse that argument, which I predicted to my wife Mary last night that this would happen, you seek to zero in on somebody who is objecting to the content rather than zeroing in on the person who generated the content in the beginning. Why do you seek to get leverage and mileage out of the fact that you're going to point out the Reverend's inconsistencies, and why don't you just address directly the fact that a guy got on a radio station and on a cable system and used racist comments? Why do you think that playing some kind of shell game or some kind of bait and switch is going to work?
I'm not saying what he said was right, but I'm also...
No, you're not condemning it either. You're not condemning it either. You started out the conversation by insinuating to us that what he said was basically not that racial and wasn't that bad. You want me to play the tape back?
Yeah, but play the whole thing. I mean, back it up. Give the 10 seconds preceding that. I think his comment was intended, and maybe it's just my ignorance, but I think that his comment was intended to talk about the tattoos, about the hardcore nature. It was something pointing at the difference between a Michael Jordan and a Dennis Rodman, as opposed to pointing the difference between a black person and a white person.
You're free to believe as you wish, but I find it awful odd that in order to support that point and to try to get Mr. Imus off the hook, what you do is you start going after Al Sharpton. I find that to be a little weird. And you know what? In most cases, that would work. But with me, it doesn't really work. 8:42. It's 42 minutes after the hour. Thank you, Josh. Traffic and Donna Brazil coming up.
Hey, well, we've got off easy here in the metro area. Not even any rain right now to really bog down your ride. We still have major problems, though, up in the high country. Looks like we have several vehicles that are pulled over now eastbound I-70 at Georgetown. The wind's very high there and snow falling as well. Of course, we still have westbound lanes jammed at Floyd Hill. That was due to multiple problems there being involved, some involving semis. Delays there extending back to Beaver Brook. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, windy and chilly, high of 51. One, currently mostly cloudy, 43. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could you be spending your money more wisely? At KeyBank, they provide the financial fundamentals.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Blueprint to guide us over the next decade. Some in the state capital have gone in another direction, promoting a mishmash of bills that threaten to damage our energy economy.
Sorry.
But we're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado's energy industry on track. And the sounds of success coming. Paid for by the Colorado Land and Energy Alliance.
8:45, it's 45 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. They got those sevens, they got it all. And I'm talking about Rocky's Autos, home of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. No matter what you're looking for, chances are Rocky's got it. They've got over 600 vehicles on the lot. And they're matching down incentives still going on, too. Get out there and see my friends Tom Al Shearer and Marv Al Shearer. My brothers, the Al Shearers, and also Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, and Johnny Mays. They're all great folks. They've got over 100 employees out there that are dedicated to making your experience with Rockies one of the best. And they've been family-owned and operated Rockies since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you got plenty of time to get out there today and look at these incredible values. One thing is for sure, you buy a new car, you take it off the lot, it takes a depreciation, it takes an economic hit. Why not take the money and put it in your pocket instead of losing it? And that's why I recommend you go to Rockies. Check them out on the net at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see them live, in person. They're great folks. Rockies Autos Corner of 63rd and Federal.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:47, 47 minutes after the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of a thunderstorms, about a 30% chance, and a high today of 52. Our very special guest, and I do mean our very special guest, is Donna Brazil. Boy, if you don't know who she is, I don't know how you wouldn't know. She is She's all over the place. She's on CNN. She's on Inside Politics. She's on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. She is an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. She is founder and managing director of Brazil & Associates, LLC. She is a senior political strategist and a former campaign manager for Gordon Lieberman 2000. She is writes books. I mean, there's just nothing she can't do. Good morning, and welcome, Donna. We love you.
Thank you so much, and I love you.
You're just like one of my biggest role models. I really think you're the best.
Well, thanks so much. And I was out in Colorado a week ago. I went down to Colorado Springs to speak at Colorado College, and let me tell you, I am so excited about coming back next year for the convention. I think the state is going to do us proud in hosting the convention and hopefully hosting the next president of the United States.
I think you're absolutely right. We are going to put a Democrat in the White House, and it's going to be great to have you here, and I can't wait to bump into you and say, hey, it's me from the radio.
Who knows? I might sneak in some gumbo and serve you up, man. Is that okay, Creole gumbo in Colorado?
That'd be great. We love it.
All right.
We love it. Let me talk to you about what went on in Florida. This movement is starting to pick up steam now around the country, and a lot of states are beginning to look at this idea of restoring voting rights to ex-offenders. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, first of all, I want to applaud the governor of Florida for taking this action to restore the voting rights of ex-felons, men and women who have served their time, they're on parole, they've completed their sentences, they're trying to reunite with their community. This is a good move. This will allow upwards of about 800,000 Floridians to participate in the electoral process to regain their voice. Florida is not alone. Maryland is also reforming their civil rights for those who have served, as well as Maine. Colorado has also discussed restoring rights for parolees. So this is a wave, and I'm grateful that Florida, of all states, I mean, this is a state where, as many of you know, was the scene of the crime in 2000, where people were selectively purged from the voter rolls under the assumption that they had somehow or another committed a crime. There were so many mistakes, so many flaws in that purging that I'm grateful for the governor for taking this extraordinary step, and we should applaud him. He's a Republican governor. He had to go up against some Republicans who opposed this, including the Attorney General in the state, Bill McCollum. So we need to now look at other states and see if we can get Alabama and Georgia and some other states to follow suit. Look, nationwide, there are over 5 million Americans who've had their voting rights lost because of felony disenfranchisement laws. Many of them are African-American males, Hispanic males. One-third of African-American males have lost their right to vote throughout the southern states. And so this is an old, you know, Jim Crow-era law. When blacks became eligible for voting rights, then states began enacting new barriers. So let's hope that we can get other southern states to follow Florida for a change in terms of election reform.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. And it seems to me that when you do something wrong and you do go to jail and you serve your time and you get out, then you should be allowed to start your life again, to be able to mainstream, get into mainstream society, and one of the ways that you do that is through having the right to go to the polls and vote.
Absolutely. This is a principle that we should all believe in as American citizens. You know, some states allow even prisoners to vote from mm-hmm. their cell, and I think that's progressive. Maine and Vermont, for example. But we need to find ways when men and women have served their time. And in Utah, for example, once you've served your time, you walk out, you get your rights restored. The people in Florida still have to go through what I call some red tape in order for them to get their rights restored, but at least there's a clear path now and not all of these hurdles. That there are no financial hurdles, that they have to pay restitution or they have to pay some other fee. The right to vote should be a principle that we all believe in our democracy. But unfortunately, as you well know, because most election laws are designed at the state level, we have a Byzantine process across the country that must be eliminated. We need uniform standards, uniform principles, so every American who's eligible to vote have the right to vote.
8:52, it's 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with us, the Democratic National Committee Voting Rights Institute Chair, Donna Brazile, and she's done so many other things, too, and written a great book about culture and about Southern culture and about cooking. Along with this idea, there are still a lot of people in this country, and I get a lot of emails and calls about this, about voter suppression. And I've had people say to me, you know, the Republicans can't win without doing it. What are we going to do this time around in 2008 to prevent this?
Well, recently there was a hearing set up on Capitol Hill by Congressman John Conyers. There's a bill now moving through the Congress that would outlaw any form of voter suppression, voter intimidation. Any attempt to impede a citizen's ability to participate in a federal election, the federal government will make it a national crime. Voter fraud is already a crime. If you commit voter fraud, if you knowingly vote twice, register your dog to vote, that's a crime. That's punishable up to 10 years in prison, some in some cases more. But voter suppression, voter intimidation, right now there's no penalty. No one pays a price when they're misinformation given out 2 days before election saying that you've lost your right to vote, or if you're selectively purged, or you told to go to another polling site. So there was a hearing last month that I participated in that concern protecting the right to vote, looking at election deception practices, irregularities. And we urge Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, to act on this bill so that in 2008 we will have a clean, fair, and transparent election.
Boy, I hope
it's
they
simple.
Do.
Yeah. Look, I'm a Democrat, and people think, well, we're going to have to ask for money. No, we just want a clean election. Just clean it up. Clean up the mess. Don't erect artificial barriers. And I'm calling on both Republicans and Democrats. Work together. Let's clean it up. If we want to be a gold standard for the world, then clean up the mess here. Let's make sure we have machines that can accurately count. And if they can't count, get rid of them. But don't set up these barriers to prohibit poor people, minorities, senior citizens and others. And students, by the way. Students face some of the most, what I call some of the worst laws in the country when they try to cast their ballots by absentee, when they try to vote near campus. We also need to ensure that students have the right to vote. This is something we all should believe in. I believe in it. I'm a Democrat, but I would never stop a Republican from voting, or an independent, or Green Party, or Libertarian. I think everybody should have the right to vote.
Yeah, everybody should get out there and use it, and they should have the right to do it. All right.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time here, we only got a couple of more minutes left. You know I'm going to have to ask you about this because it's all over the news. We've been talking about it all morning. What do you mean, uh-oh? You're in a friendly area here. Don't worry. You want to comment about the Don Imus situation at all?
You know, I'm a former college athlete. In fact, I had a partial scholarship. The Rutgers women beat my LSU Tigers, and I love those girls. They play good. They are great professional basketball players. They're role models. When I heard Mr. Imus' comments, I just hit the wall. I said, why in God's name would he stoop so low as to insult not just the team, because he did, but he insulted women, he insulted minorities. And I am glad that he has apologized, that he's asked for forgiveness from the team. I don't know how easy it will be to forgive someone who has made other disparaging remarks.
Yeah, he has.
What I do know is that NBC and CBS Radio took almost 5 days before acting. It's that, I don't know what's more outrageous, his comments or the length of time it took them to understand that this was a very offensive statement. Now, I hope, in addition to calling on Imus to apologize, that we also, in this country, start a movement to stop rap artists and others from also saying disparaging racist things in their lyrics about women of color. I don't like to be called some of the things that I hear on the radio. I just drive right past those radio stations. And by the way, the only time I tune in to Imus is when I'm trying to get to CNN from watching the Sci-Fi Channel in the middle of the night. Because I know Imus has a liquid tongue. I know he can cut to the bone in ways that's chilling and hurtful.
Yeah.
But the wound that he has opened is a wound that will not heal overnight. It's a personal, deeply offensive wound that many women of color, especially black women, have had to go through all their lives.
Yeah.
We've heard this before. And to hear from someone of Imus' stature was totally, in my judgment, reprehensible. And, he 2 weeks versus the rest of his life, I'm not the judge of whether or not 2 weeks is enough to rehabilitate and to allow him to really understand what damage he's done. But I tell you this much. I know that those women, those young women, will move beyond this moment, and they will grow stronger in the belief that they come from a people and a country that has given them an opportunity to continue to grow and to be role models in their community. So I wish them the best. And as for Imus, I'll pray for him.
Well, it'll take more than 2 weeks for me to get over my crush on you. Thank you for...
All right, baby. You know I can stir you up, too. Now, don't start me this morning. You know it's early. You know. Now, that's one thing I'm going to tell you, because you already want me to make you some gumbo. I'm going to make you something else, too, some etouffee to go with it.
Oh, you are the best. You are the best. Thank you so much for taking time out of your really busy day where you hustle from place to place to be on the program. And, boy, I just look forward to having you on for a longer period of time.
Oh, I'm coming on live in the studio, and trust me, when I come, I'm bringing something hot, okay?
You are the best.
It's going to be my gumbo. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Brazil.
All right, now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There's Donna Brazil, one of my all-time favorite people, and just great to have her on, man. She energizes me. All right, coming up next, Jameson Fosher, Media Matters, then Open Phones on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Senate is ready to launch into what could be a contentious debate over two stem cell research funding measures. One is very similar to a bill President Bush vetoed last year, and he promises to do the same if it passes this time. The other measure is seen as a compromise. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There is an alternative proposal by Senator Coleman and Senator Isaacson that we think solves some of the ethical concerns.
President Bush has been talking up war funding this morning in a speech to the American Legion, live to the White House, and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Trying to step up pressure on the Democratic Congress to send him the war funding bill he wants, President Bush said the clock is ticking and the Pentagon is running out of money.
In the coming days, our military leaders will notify Congress that they will be forced to transfer $1.6 billion from other military accounts to cover the shortfall caused by Congress's failure to fund our troops in the field.
The president said he'll invite congressional leaders to discuss the matter next week, but a spokeswoman says Mr. Bush won't negotiate his opposition to a timeline for U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
In Iraq today, the military says four more American troops have been killed and at least 22 civilians are dead in today's attacks. Well, Don Imus remains on the defensive.
This two-week suspension is not insignificant.
The syndicated talk show host reacting this morning to being suspended beginning Monday for his racially insensitive remarks about the Rutgers University women's basketball team. Imus insists there was no malice behind his comments, but he says he needs to answer to the women he insulted.
I have a responsibility to stand there and look them in the eye and say, I'm sorry. So that's what I intend to do.
Well, states get together to hold lotteries, so why not educational tests? 9 states are joining to develop a common high school math test. It helps them save money, they say, as well as lay the groundwork for national educational standards. Fordham Foundation Chester Finn says it's a good move.
It's about time for states to band together and say, hey, this is crazy, it's expensive, it's redundant. It's even dysfunctional. So let's do it together.
Some spring in the eastern two-thirds of the country, winter just won't let go. And as CBS's Jim Krasula reports, it's playing havoc with fruit crops.
Growers in North Carolina's Henderson County, one of the nation's top apple producers, say 90% of the crop has been wiped out by last weekend's record cold.
We do mainly a pick-your-own on our orchard, and we've got a lot of folks that are repeat customers. Been coming for years and years, and they're certainly going to be disappointed because Again, the way it looks like right now, we're just not going to have really anything to sell.
Apple grower Mike Stepp, the cold has also badly damaged strawberries, blueberries, and peaches across the Carolinas. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 6 points, and the NASDAQ is ahead about 6 points as well. This is CBS News.
They were a family in search of opportunity when they went west on the Oregon Trail in 1843. They were threatened by lightning, wind, and river crossings. They were overjoyed upon reaching Oregon and building their new home. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
There are two ways to deal with these killers. The easy way or the hard way. For Jack Reacher, the choice is clear. His way is the hard way. The Hard Way, the explosive new thriller by Lee Child, featuring Jack Reacher, the character critics call the perfect hero, loved by women, feared by men, and respected by all. Read The Hard Way by Lee Child, now a Dell paperback.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Closing arguments set to start this morning in the criminal insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nocio. Defense attorneys rested their case yesterday without their client taking the witness stand in his own defense. Attorney Scott Rosman, following the events closely, says that suggests his lawyers think they're in pretty good shape.
It's clear the defense thinks that they have the case won. Whether they have or not, of course, the jury will have the final word later this week. But the defense thinks that through their cross-examination of prosecution witnesses, they've established their defenses, and they seem more than a little bit confident about it.
The government called 20 witnesses over 10 days to make their case. The former CEO sold $100 million worth of stock due to inside information about the company's looming financial problems. The defense only called 3 witnesses. Denver Art Museum is reducing its staff through buyouts and cuts, more than 30 of them. Museum cutting its staff by 14%, the budget by $2.5 million. That after lowering the attendance goals for the new addition to the museum. The museum director says most expansions are followed by belt tightening. And a state Senate committee approving a measure telling the Army Colorado does not want ranchers forced off their land to make way for the expansion of the Pinyon Canyon training site in the southeast part of the state. House has already backed that measure, even though lawmakers aren't sure if state law can stop the Army from using eminent domain to acquire that property. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still have some heavy areas for traffic. Northbound 25 Emerson Street towards Santa Fe. Eastbound C-470 a little bit busy across Highlands Ranch, as is eastbound 6th. Federal toward I-25. No new wrecks, though, on the highways, so you should have a problem-free ride across the metro area. That's not really the case for the mountains. Winter driving conditions still prevail. Westbound I-70, though, looks like it's moving a little bit better now at Floyd Hill. We did have a problem off the highway, Colfax and Delaware. We've had a building collapse there, and we do have an eastbound right lane blocked. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
13,000 National Guard members have been notified to prepare for more duty in Iraq. We'll bring you the latest. And the president is now offering a new immigration plan. Is it a flip-flop? And unprovoked beatings of homeless people are on the rise in the country. What is being done about that? We'll take your calls and have the latest news Tuesday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's time for our weekly media misinformation report from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. And here's our managing director, Jamison Fosier, who spends a lot of late nights at the office. Well, you get some of that stuff out really late, don't you, J-Mo?
We do. We're hard at work here till hours.
Yeah, who goes through and actually, if you don't mind me asking, who goes through and actually watches all this stuff?
We have a fantastic research team that that does the monitoring and watches the television and listens to the radio and reads the newspapers and writes up the items. And you can see their initials at the end of each item. There's an initial indicating who on the staff actually did it. But it's a great research team and a great editorial team that produces that content.
And how big is the staff there, if you don't mind me asking?
We've got about 50 people total.
Boy, I'm telling you, some of those people, they deserve huge awards. I don't know how anybody can sit through some of this stuff every single day and be able to stomach a lot of what goes down.
Yeah, sometimes it does seem like people might deserve some hardship pay, but we try not to tell them that.
Yeah, well, you can tell them that I said that they deserve some hardship pay. All right, we've been talking about this all morning long, and I've gotten a few emails from some people who have said, you know, what's the big deal here? And a guy just sent me an email and said, well, this is becoming like Anna Nicole Smith. It's a diversion. The fact that we're talking about Don Imus said about the Rutgers players. But see, for me, J-Mo, this opens up a bigger question. Why it is that Imus is suddenly in so much trouble for this, yet people like Limbaugh, people like Savage, people like Beck and others have been making either veiled racist comments or have been making outright racist comments for a long time, and they never, ever, nobody ever says a word.
Well, that's a great question, and I think what you need to think about along with that is why is this the first time Don Imus has been this big a story? Don Imus has a very long history of making bigoted comments about African Americans, about women, about gays, about Jewish people, about everyone. The guy makes bigoted comments regularly. That's what he does, and yet he usually gets away with it. And even now, as we're seeing for the last 4 or 5 days, this be a pretty big story. A lot of the media accounts of this are treating it as though it's an isolated incident. Just, you know, one time he slipped up and he said something he shouldn't have about the Rutgers basketball team. That's not the case at all. He's been saying stuff like this for years. And yet, you know, Tim Russert and Howard Fineman and David Gregory and all his pals in the media not only kind of cover up for him when he makes these comments, but they go on his show and they laugh it up with him. And I think that's kind of similar to, you know, I'm watching CNN cover it right now. I've got, you know, the sound off, but CNN's covering this, and I guarantee you they're not telling you, oh, and by the way, we employ a guy named Glenn Beck. Who
does exactly the same thing.
Right, who said to a Muslim congressman, prove to me that you're not working for the other side. Of course they're not going to do that. So it really, you know, to some extent, I think that Don Imus is the least interesting element of this story. Don Imus is, you know, a crazy old guy who apparently is kind of a bigot. There are people like that around. I don't find them particularly interesting. What I find interesting are the people who coddle them and legitimize them by going on their show and acting like they have a place in reasonable discourse. The people I find interesting are, you know, CNN who hires Glenn Beck or ABC who hires Glenn Beck or people who treat Rush Limbaugh as though he's some kind of mainstream figure. Howard Kurtz, the Washington Post media critic who has a show on CNN, famously described Rush Limbaugh as mainstream.
As CBS? which described him as being, I think they had him on Katie Couric, her second nightly news broadcast, and they she described him as being an independent observer. And then there's also NPR has had him on a number of times, too.
Right. So I think what people should be doing now is asking these news outlets that are finally and fortunately focusing on what Don Amos has said and treating it as a big deal because it is, but they should ask them to examine some of the larger issues here. Why do they employ people like Glenn Beck? Why do they bring people like Ann Coulter on their shows? Why do their own reporters go pal around with Don Imus? ABC did a segment last night where they talked about how he frequently has journalist guests. They showed a little stock footage of Tim Russert on Don Imus' show. An ABC viewer wouldn't have known from this piece that ABC News host Charlie Gibson goes on Don Imus' show. Everybody wants to kind of cover up their own role in this, and that's what I think viewers and readers and listeners should be asking of these news organizations, is what role did you play in this? MSNBC and CBS have suspended Imus at this point, but neither of them acknowledged the fact that he's been saying stuff like this for years, and they've been looking the other way, which suggests they're just trying to make this controversy go away, sweep it under the rug. If they were serious about disassociating themselves from bigotry, they would acknowledge the role that they played in allowing it to continue. But they haven't done that, and that's what people should demand of them.
This some of the quotes that you have here, like this one from Howard Fineman. Racist comments aren't okay anymore like they used to be. Discussing host Don Imus' April 4th comments on MSNBC's Imus in the Morning, in which Imus referred to, well, we know how he referred to Rutgers, the female basketball team, and the controversy that ensued, Newsweek editor Howard Fineman, appearing on April 9th edition of Imus in the Morning, asserted, "It's a different time, Imus. It's different than it was even a few years ago, politically." And he added that some of the stuff that you used to do, you probably can't do anymore.
You know, Fineman went on to say something that I think in some ways is every bit as appalling as what Don Imus said. Fineman went on to say, you just can't do this anymore because the times have changed. And then he says, I mean, just looking specifically at the African-American situation, I mean, hello, Barack Obama's got twice the number of contributors as anybody else in the race. Now, that suggests that it was okay to make fun of and use racial slurs against African-Americans when they were completely marginalized and powerless. But now that they've got some power, now that they're making strides, you can't make fun of them anymore. That's twisted, is what that is. That's suggesting that it's okay to mock and make fun of the powerless, but not the powerful. That's the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's amazing. This guy's an editor of Newsweek.
Right, he's an editor of Newsweek. Frequently a contributor on MSNBC.
He is.
He's as mainstream insider journalist elite as you get. And that's why I think it's people like Howard Fineman who are the interesting story here, not Don Imus. Don Imus is just another bigot. We've got enough of them. How much can you say about him? But what's wrong with Howard Fineman? What's wrong with Tom Oliphant?
Talk a little bit about Oliphant's comments to
Oliphant
Imus.
Also went on Imus' show yesterday morning. He's a columnist for the Boston Globe. He went on the show yesterday morning, and he began with solidarity forever to Don Imus and then went on to excuse him. We've seen a lot of that. We've seen a lot of people in the media not only ignoring the fact that there's a long history here, but just flat out excusing the comments and saying, no big deal, move on. Alan Colmes last night on Fox, the token liberal on Fox, said it clearly wasn't a racist comment. Well, what was it?
Well, you know, Alan Colmes' show, his radio show now airs here on AM 760.
I think maybe people should call him up and ask him, you know.
Well, they should. I mean, and I like Alan. I just had him on yesterday morning, and I can't imagine why he would say that wasn't a racist comment, but I've had other people call here today and try to say that it wasn't a racist comment. If it wasn't a racist comment, then what was it?
You know, I think one of the reasons that people might have that question is some people might be inclined to give him the benefit of the doubt because it hasn't been made clear to them in the media coverage of this that this is not an isolated incident. This wasn't a situation where, you know, in the spur of the moment, he said something stupid that he doesn't really believe. He once famously called Gwen Ifill, who's an African-American, when she was working for the New York Times, the cleaning lady. He's got a long history of bigotry against African Americans, gays, Jewish people, like I said before, women. This is a sexist comment in addition to a racist comment. But the fact that the media coverage of this has really, for the most part, treated it as a one-time thing, I think is what leads some people to say, well, you know, maybe he didn't really mean it that way. Maybe he's not really a bigot. Maybe it wasn't a bigoted comment. When you look at the pattern, it becomes pretty hard to deny.
All right. It's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jameson Fosier with Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org. Let me talk a little bit here about MSNBC's, I don't know, do you want to call this a double standard or do you want to call it lack of consistency? Anyway, you remember when Michael Wiener Savage had got booted off there for this anti-gay rant, and I think he did this, back in 2003. But Imus has got, like, this huge track record. And then, on top of that, he's only going to get suspended, not booted. What's the difference here?
Right. When they fired Savage, they described it as an easy decision. That's their quote, an easy decision to fire him. And I think what Michael Savage said that got him fired, he, among other things, told a caller that he hoped he would get AIDS and die.
Right.
That does seem like a pretty easy decision. What's not clear here is why they're struggling so much with the Don Imus decision, who has this long history of hateful and bigoted comments. If it was an easy decision with Michael Savage, why isn't it easy with Don Imus? And you have to wonder if it's because, you know, the last few weeks we've seen news that MSNBC's doing well in the ratings in the morning slot with Don Imus there, and CNN's actually reshuffling their morning lineup to compete better. And so is what made it a more difficult decision in this case that Don Imus is making them money, that they're you know, willing to look the other way when it's profitable for them?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. I think that's the answer with all of these media outlets, that if there's money involved, they will look the other way. Because the bottom line now, more than ever, is what counts instead of what is morally right or what's acceptable. Yeah. Sitting inside the media, looking out, I'm going to tell you that's the reason. And I defy anybody from MSNBC to call up here and tell me that's not the truth.
I think that's pretty likely to be a pretty big part of it. I think it's also worth noting that, you know, Don Imus has this just massive fan club among Washington media insiders that Michael Savage doesn't have. You know, Tim Russert doesn't go on Michael Savage's show. David Gregory doesn't go on Michael Savage's show. I think that that personal relationship, I personally suspect that Don Imus has a much greater listenership per capita in Washington, D.C. than anywhere else. The reverence that the media elite here feels for him can't be overstated. They enjoy going on his show. They go on repeatedly. There was a famous, after he made his comments in 1998 at the Radio and Correspondents' Dinner about the Clintons, and it was very controversial, Cookie Roberts very famously said, you know, now that he's said this, none of us can go on his show anymore. And she sounded very disappointed. And, of course, she didn't go on a show for a little while, but the next time she had a book to sell, she was right back there on Don Imus' show. I think part of the reason why you know, Savage was so quickly fired and Imus was not is that Imus has a very powerful fan club in the people who run the media, the Tim Russerts and the David Gregorys and Cookie Robertses of the world. They like him, which is why we saw Feynman and Oliphant, you know, trip over themselves to call up and apologize for him yesterday.
Yeah, he once called William Cohen, and William Cohen's the former defense secretary, and his African-American wife, he once referred to them as Mandingo. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Cohen was on CNN yesterday afternoon and talked about that a little bit, and that's another great example of, you know, Imus said that, and nobody said a word. Nobody blew it up into a four-day story and talked about it, and that's because they weren't forced to. And in this case, they were forced to. People are paying more attention now. We played some role in that. We posted an item about this as soon as he said it. And a lot of other organizations are more attuned than they used to be to the problem of the media and how badly they affect discourse in this country, and people spoke out about it in a way that they haven't previously. And frankly, that's why you're seeing the media coverage of it. It's not because they wanted to. They've demonstrated over the years that they don't want to pay attention to these things. They demonstrate when they hire Glenn Beck that they don't care about these things. They're being forced to, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. And for the guy who sent me an email and said, well, this is, you know, bordering on Anna Nicole Smith, and why aren't you talking about Iraq? And I, to me, there's no more important thing to talk about than racism, sexism, and also the role that the media plays in it.
Well, not only in that, but it's the media that defines how we understand Iraq. The media is the lens through which everybody views, you know, all the important issues of our time. So understanding what the problems are in the media and the way we get information is crucial to understanding Iraq. The two can't be separated. And that's kind of unfortunate given the situation that we're in with the media today, but it's true. And so that's why really spending some time finding out exactly who these people are and what they say and how they do their jobs is important.
Yep, and people can do that by going to MediaMatters.org getting the daily bulletins, which I do, and also contributing to the organization, which I do as well. JMO, thank you so much once again for your time. It's been great talking to you. And we, as I said, I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org. Thank you, JMO.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
All right. There's Jameson Fosier. He is the managing director for Media Matters, I think one of the most important organizations in the country. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. You want to get old phones? You want to talk about this? Or you want to talk about anything else that may be on your mind? Because after all, I'm getting some emails from people. Well, you know, it's just like Anna Nicole Smith. Well,
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Even if your teens don't drink, they may ride with someone who does. As a safety precaution, draw up a written contract for life between you and your teens. Give them the freedom to call you anytime for a safe ride home. An important message brought to you by Ames Construction. They are specialists in heavy highway construction. Again, that's Ames Construction in Aurora, making a very positive difference in the well-being and safety of our community.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac zero-turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work, hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride, easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, if I got time to squeeze in one call here before we catch a little traffic. 928, 28 minutes after the hour. It looks nice outside now. Chance of thunderstorm is about 30%. And tomorrow should be pretty good too. Breezy and a high of 56, but then on Wednesday night, snow is going to start. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? It doesn't make any difference. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. All right. Here's Charlie in Greeley. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I just want to bring up something real quick. We hear some of this the right-wing noise coming. Well, what about Al Sharpton? What about Jesse Jackson? Well, what about this? Instead of Rutgers in that final game, it was Liberty Baptist, Jerry Falwell's place. What if Imus would have called those women a bunch of brain dead Sundays? What kind of howling would we be hearing from the right wing now?
Huge and immense and never-ending, and probably you would have an organized letter-writing campaign towards his sponsors, and it would be all over the media?
Exactly. That is exactly right. I'm not justifying some of the things that Jackson says. I'm not justifying some of the things that Sharpton says. No way. But let's play this game both ways. As I said, had he insulted Christians the way he did blacks, there would have been hell to pay. This is just one more example of the right wing and their utter hypocrisy. So that's what I wanted to say.
All right.
Good work.
Thanks, Charlie. Good comments. Well, I think you should ask yourself that, what Charlie's bringing up. I think you should definitely take that into account. What would have happened if it would have been an attack on Jerry Falwell's Liberty Baptist School, or a comment about Catholics or a Catholic school? Do you think that Bill Donahue of the Catholic League, do you think he'd be quiet about this, or do you think he'd come forward and start screaming? Do you think that would happen? Now, I'll guarantee you that there will be hosts today who will do this topic because it's big news. And what they'll do is they'll try to minimize what Don Imus has done, and they will try to maximize their attacks on Sharpton and Jackson. And I have to say it, I've said it before, I'll say it again, that I don't agree with everything that Al Sharpton says, and I don't agree with everything that Jesse Jackson says. And I've had arguments, not with Al Sharpton, but I've had them with Jesse Jackson when I worked in Chicago radio, and he and I got pretty hot with each other. Matter of fact, I saw him at the 2004 Democratic National Convention, and he refused to speak to me. That was how heated it got last time. But there's a lot of what he says I do agree with. And there's a lot of what Al Sharpton says I do agree with. But Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are not the point. The point is what Mr. Imus and what others in the media have been getting away with now for years. And nobody comes forward and nobody says anything and it's okay. And they just let it go. And maybe it's time for those of us that truly are Americans, who love the flag, love the country, and want the right things, not the wrong things, maybe it's time for those of us who feel this way to stand up and go, you know what, enough's enough already. We're not having it. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600-932. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We got a major problem on I-25 south of the Denver area. Northbound lanes right around Happy Canyon. We've got traffic, just a solid jam there. And definitely it's going to cause you some delays if you're trying to make your way into the metro area. So just be aware of that. I-25 northbound Happy Canyon. We're not sure exactly what the situation is. Possible wreck in that area. Other than that, traffic looks like it's recovering pretty nicely around the metro. Southbound 25 still a little sluggish through downtown. Westbound I-70 into the high country, with that it was stacked up for a couple of hours at Floyd Hill. Looks like it is moving a little bit better now. We still have the Loveland Pass, however, closed due to the adverse weather conditions. Weather today, cloudy, windy, high of 51. Currently, partly cloudy and windy in 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Bring your memories to King Soopers. Get 4x6 digital prints made in just an hour for only 15 cents each at selected...
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the foreclosure prevention hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret burial for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. This is your last chance to see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Hurry, 1 week left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in our planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 877-88-GO-NOW, 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again. Can you one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW. Go now.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
They were born in Antwerp, Belgium. She in 1884, he in 1885. They were married in 1905. They were passengers aboard the SS Zealand, which arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, more or less in life. Just keep trucking.
9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Chance of a thunderstorm today, high of 52. Good morning. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks so much for joining me. Boy, I got a ton of instant messages this morning. And I'll do my best with my bum hand to try to answer as many of them as I can. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First of all, I'd like to say that I think Don Imus should be taken off the air, fired summarily. I think the ladies on the team and the university should sue him for every dime he has for defamation of character.
Yeah, but that's hard to prove, though, when you're... Slander and defamation of character is very, very hard to prove when you're a public figure.
That doesn't mean they can't sue for it, though.
Oh, yeah, but if they lose the case, then they're out the money.
Well, I think that Rutgers could probably afford a few attorney's fees. But the point is that he shouldn't be on the air, and what J-Mo said just goes to prove the point that he's an avowed hate merchant. He'll say anything to stay on the air so that he can spew more hate at a later point in time. 2 weeks is not enough. He needs to be gone, and, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, you can't just keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again and get away with it. I mean, he's made promises in the past that he wouldn't make more racist comments, and you know, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. I think he should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And as coincidentally, with your lead-in music there, as a former person that followed the dead around for a few years, I can say, you know, driving while hippie was a big crime back then. And so I know what it's like to be profiled and to be discriminated against, even though I am white.
Yeah, but you can't compare.
Unless you've been in those shoes,
you can't
say that, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been in those shoes, and I can say that.
Well.
Because you know what?
So you never got pulled over by a cop just because you look like a hippie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, then. That kind of attitude is what Don Hymus spouts out every day.
But the difference there between being pulled over because you have long hair and you look like a hippie and it's 1967 or 68, there's a big difference between that and what African Americans went through in this country.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Far
I'm
as
not,
employment
I'm not arguing that at all.
And as far as every aspect
I'm not saying
of their
that in
lives.
Any way they're the same. I'm not saying in any way they're the same. I'm just saying that that's what my experience has been. It's not any reflection on the horrific things that they went through, and even to the same respect to what the Indians went through. That was just unconscionable.
Yeah, we were looked at as being rebellious kids who were out, you know, trying to drop out of society and smoke dope and all of that kind of stuff.
But we never because of basis of appearance.
Well, I'm not denying that, but we never. I mean, a lot of those kids had nice, comfortable, middle class homes to go back to, and if they wanted to cut their hair, then what would end up happening is they wouldn't be affected by that. You know, if you're African American or Latino,
you can't change your race.
Yeah, then you're stuck with it. And I don't mean in a pejorative term, but then you know you've got the man down on you every 10 seconds.
Right, and all I'm saying is that a racist and classist behavior like that should not be tolerated. And discriminating against somebody because of their looks or any other reason is just as bad as discriminating against someone because of their race. I mean, he was down on them because they had tattoos. And, you know, a lot of people have tattoos now. But
I have tattoos.
Yes, I do too. But I had mine long before it was ever, quote-unquote, cool. So, same kind of thing. People look down your nose. Used to look down on people that had tattoos, and now they don't.
Well, isn't that why we got them originally?
Well.
Come on,
it was a rebellion back then, but now it's a little bit more conformist.
Fast up. You did it originally the same way reason I did it, man, because it's rebellion. Right?
Right.
Of course. We wanted them to look down on us. Didn't
well,
we? Yes.
I wouldn't say that we wanted it, but
well,
it was
yes.
It definitely
yes.
Happened.
Because, yes, because it was like putting your finger in the nose of the man.
Right.
That's what it was, right? Am I right, Kevin?
Yeah, you're right. Definitely. The thing is that those girls cannot change the fact that they're black. They shouldn't have been dissed by Don Imus because they're black, they shouldn't.
No, I agree.
They shouldn't
listen,
have been. He said what he said. How can you not? How can you not prove that he said what he said?
No, I agree with you. I just don't know
if you can prove it.
No, not that. No, I just don't know whether I'm willing to like call for the ultimate death penalty on him, and that he should be blown out. I mean, there's a part of me that says yes, that it should stop, and that he should be blown out, and that enough is enough already. But there's another part of me that, and I feel this way when anytime anybody gets popped in the media for saying something. There's a part of me too that feels bad because, hey, check it out, man. I've done my share of it too. Not making racist comments, but I've done my share of saying things that have gotten me in like lots of trouble.
Right, and I have to say that there's been some things that you've said that I considered pretty classist that I was offended by.
Oh yeah,
but
like
I
what?
Didn't bring it up on air.
Oh, like what?
I called your station manager. Like your comment a while back about using the fact that people lived in trailers as a pejorative for meth addicts. Oh, these meth addicts, they're always poor. They always seem to live in trailers.
When did I say that?
There's a lot of people that live in trailers that probably are pretty offended by
that. When did I say that?
Oh, I'd say probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And
3 or 4 months ago?
It's the same kind of broad brush characterization that you have no basis in fact.
Right. Well, you know what? If I said it, I apologize. My experience has been that a lot of the people who they catch running meth labs do live in trailers, but I'm not saying that everybody who lives in a trailer runs a meth lab. Thank you, Kevin. All right, do I have time to get another one in here before we run out of time? Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing all right. One of the things I kind of wanted to agree with the guy from Media Matters about is that the reactions that you see in all the periphery is very interesting to me. For one, the whole thing of how many people have called in and complained about statements made by Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. And what I find interesting about that for me is when I lived in New Haven, Connecticut, there was a situation where Yale University had received an $11 billion endowment from an anonymous donor, okay, $11 billion. And at that same time, the service workers were on strike.
I remember that.
Okay, and Jesse Jackson came to New Haven, and he marched with those people to try to get them a raise. Okay, and predominantly, or at least a very large percentage of those service workers were white. Now they were also blacks, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, and whatnot, but a substantial amount of those people were white. And he marched with those people trying to get them a raise. And I mean, it comes to the whole situation of what do people think the Rainbow Coalition stands for? It doesn't stand for just black people.
Well, in regards to Jesse Jackson, there are a lot of things that he does and a lot of things he says that are completely, completely right on target. He's right in a lot of what he says. However, there are times when he says things that, and I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself, that I don't particularly agree with him on. So, as I said before, I've had some heated exchanges with him to the point where last time I saw him, which now would be back in 2004, he wouldn't say anything to me. But that's okay. But I don't think that Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, I don't think they're the point or should be the point of the discussion here, because there are other people who are not as well known and other organizations that you don't hear too much about who are also involved in this.
Right.
And I think the focus of discussion ought to be on what Mr. Imus said, what Don Imus said, and the fact that it was despicable, the fact that it was terrible, the fact that it was awful. You know?
Absolutely.
And to go on about, you know, Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, that's a way to use leverage to get Imus off the hook. And I don't think that Imus should be allowed to get off the hook. I there's a part of me that feels sorry for him. There's a part of me that feels like, oh my God, you know, it's going to like wreck his career or he's going to get fired. But I think that part's empathy, because there's not a person who hasn't worked in this business who hasn't either gotten in trouble or gotten blown out for something they've said or done.
Right. And everybody makes mistakes. You know, everybody can make a mistake. I've made a number in my life. I just find it kind of interesting that in certain situations you'll see an instance where somebody does something that's despicable against somebody else. And then the person that they do it against, or the group of people affected by who they've done it against, has an emotional reaction back, and all of a sudden the defense for the original perpetrator is one of, oh my God, see how emotional they're getting?
Yeah.
These people are crazy.
Yeah, well,
and they shift the focus to somebody else who didn't even start it.
Right. Well, the victims become the criminals.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. That happens all the time. That whole switching around. Yeah, absolutely. It's a shell game. You know, Robert, I mean, you got the pattern down, brother. You got it down 100%. I mean, that's how it happens. No question about it. And so it's up to guys like you to call in talk stations and go, wait a minute, this is wrong, and I'm not letting it happen.
Well, thanks, Jay. I mean, I don't know if I give myself that much credit.
Well, why not? You deserve it.
Well, whichever. I always like talking to you, and you know, I always think it's a good show, and I think you're willing to be self-critical, which is an important thing to do. So
well,
I appreciate it.
I got a ton of faults. Anyway, look, agree or disagree, man, anybody, including you, you're always welcome to come back the next day.
All right, cool.
All right?
All right, talk to you later.
See you, man.
Bye.
9:49, 49 minutes past the hour. Gina gets traffic. I did it again. I do this every day, don't I? I always slight Rick Morgan every single day. Rick, I'm deeply sorry. And let's take a look at the traffic.
See, we got a big backup northbound on I-25 coming up from Castle Rock. Four-car crash just north of Happy Canyon. Between Happy Canyon and Castle Pines Parkway, and it's backed up pretty solid there. So if you're coming in from Castle Rock, you might want to jump on 85 and take it up to 470, and then get to where you need to go in Denver, because right now that's crawling from just north of Happy Canyon up to where the accident is just before Castle Pines Parkway. Rest of the drive around Denver, though, is in really good shape. Good speeds on I-25, I-70, 225, and also on 470. Use that as an alternate. Pretty good plan. Weather forecast, partly sunny and windy, high in the low 50s. Windy and cold tonight, low 27. Windy tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 43 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for, and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
If you buy a new car, You drive that car off the lot, that car depreciates from the moment you leave the dealership until you decide to trade it in or to get rid of it. So the thing is, let somebody else take that economic hit, and then you go in and you save the money. And that's exactly how Rockies works. They have their matching down incentive going on now. Plus, on top of that, they've got great people out there like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, two of my best friends. Spanky Herrera, another great guy. Freddie Lobato works hard. Jim Monroe. Gerard Menard, who busts his rear. All those people at Rockies, and there's 100 of them, over 100 of them, work very, very hard to make sure that your experience with them is a good one. And that's why people keep coming back time after time. And that's why you'll find yourself going out, and when people ask you about a car, you'll say, hey, you know, here's where you ought to go. Go over to this place in 63rd and Federal, Rockies, because they really treat you right. That's what Rockies is all about. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they'll go the extra mile for you. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and you can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Get out there and see my friends the Al Shears or anybody at Rockies, and save some bucks. And, man, when it comes to the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles, nobody's got Rockies beat. Rockies, corner of 63rd and Federal.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? An instant discount is how to make it happen. $35 to $500 off throughout the tool department. But hurry, after April 11th, that's it. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 52, about a 30% chance. And it's open phones. We've been talking about this whole Don Imus thing for the last couple hours. And man, I love these emails that I get where people call in and or people send me these instant messages, and they try to, like, justify and play down what Don Imus says by bringing up rap and hip-hop and all of that. And those things in rap and hip-hop are not right either. And this gets back to this whole thing about two wrongs don't make a right, but yet there seems to be, like, we're supposed to, like, say, okay, that's all right because it happens in rap and hip-hop. No, it's not all right no matter who does it. By the way, the Rutgers basketball team has agreed to a private meeting with Don Imus, which... you got to give Don Imus a lot of credit for that. That takes a pretty big person to step up to the plate and be involved in that. There's, you know, to say, okay, I want to have a meeting with these people and to talk to them about this. Let's go to Lauren in Inglewood. Lauren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good health to you, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I was watching the a show the other night on the Nuremberg trial,
mm-hmm.
and all the judges were like being held for a trial for like condemning people to death at young ages or having them castrated and stuff like that.
Right.
And they were arguing about the government, you know, ordering this stuff done. They didn't know what really was totally happening. And I think the extreme right and people like Don Imus and all the shows that I've listened to on the radio, they immediately attack, like, the left all the time immediately. And I think there's a parallel with people don't stand up for rights of people that are of color or different races, that this type of situation could end up in being here in the United States again.
No, I don't think so. We have checks and balances. We're not in the same situation as pre-World War II Germany, and I don't think that that's...
I'm not talking about it come down to that because of the checks and balances, but there's an attitude that exists that, say, for example, where people are, even in Denver here, where the school system segregated from, like, educational systems and stuff have kept people down and stuff like that, which end up, in the long run, it creates a big havoc in the politics of the country and the philosophies and everything of all the individuals and corporations, what's taking place.
Well, I think the bottom line here on all of this is that whether you're right, left, or in the middle, the thing that we got to start doing is stop attacking each other and try to work things out in a rational manner. That's what we need to do, and we need a lot less invective and a lot more discussion. Thank you, Lauren. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Have yourselves a wonderful day. And Tom Hartman is up next.
One, two, three, four.
Colorado's energy industry is humming. 70,000 jobs, $500 million in state and local taxes. Using responsible, environmentally sensitive practices to tap Colorado's energy resources. Our homegrown energy means a thriving economy, which is why people are asking the Colorado State Legislature and Governor Bill Ritter for a sound and sensible energy blueprint to guide us over the next decade. Some in the state capital have gone in another direction, promoting a mishmash of bills that threaten to damage our energy economy.
Sorry.
But we're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado.